The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Follow us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Giant Communications pregame show. Our coverage of local high school football is made possible by our sports boosters, featuring our title sponsor, Peru State College.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's Managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for Home Managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Welcome to Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, where tonight the Kansas State High School Activities Association Class 4A regional football game being held as the Atchison Phoenix are hosting the Thunder out of St. James Academy. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio. Gus Counts to my left, Tom Counts. Gus, clock says a little time left. The players are out of the field of putting the ball on the tee. We're getting this thing underway, and it will be the Phoenix putting a toe to it to begin things here tonight.
Yeah, the Thunder are going to get the ball to start the game and send a couple guys back deep. It'll be Andrew Holton over there, and on the near side, it's going to be, looks like Josh Boone over here.
Holton and Boone, the return man. The kicker, of course, is going to be Aiden Battle. We're set to go. Hope you enjoy it. And there's the kick. High end over end and deep. It'll be allowed to bounce out the back of the end zone, landing about 6 yards deep. Gus, let's talk a little St. James Academy Thunder. They play in a good conference, okay? They did not do particularly well in the conference. In fact, St. James Academy comes out of the conference in 2-4-6th place with a 2-4 record. That 2-4 record of the conference is now a 5-4 record. But you cannot discount the fact that the Thunder knows how to have postseason success. Here we go, 1st and 10. St. James Academy from their own 20-yard line. Quarterback puts the ball, flares it over to the right side, out of the backfield, hit behind the line of scrimmage. There's going to be a tackle for a loss and a hold.
Yep, we're going to get a hold out there on the far side. They tried to run just a little quick screen out there, but quickly sniffing it out for Atchison. Deacon Stout. So it'll be a loss on the play. And
okay, do you take this penalty?
Sure, back him up. Make it 1st and 20.
There you go. That is what head coach Jim Smith is saying. Let's do it. Talk about St. James Academy. They're in the Eastern Kansas League. They lost their first three games of the year. Blue Valley Northwest, Blue Valley, and Bishop Miege. Then they go on a winning streak over St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Pius X of Missouri, Blue Valley West. They defeat Capon 31-29, losing to Blue Valley North by 5, and then coming back into playoffs last week and running over Baser Linwood 35-6. Quarterback back to throw. Boydson looking. Going deep. Right side. There's pass interference at the 45.
No. That time, the receiver out there was running step for step with Jeter Purdy. Jeter turns to the ball. The feet get tangled. I like the no call. It's going to bring up, oh, wow, Jimmy declined the penalty. So now it's going to bring up 3rd and 13.
So here we go, 11:35 to go. We're 25 seconds into the ball game, and the Thunder already looking at a 3rd and long. They're going to go trips to the left side, one receiver to the right side, single running back in the backfield with quarterback Blake Boydston. Boydston running back, is going to be Tujac. And the handoff to him, look at him go. 25, did he get to the first down mark as he lunges, and he is there with inches to spare. First down, Thunder. But what I do talk about, Gus, with St. James Academy, and knowing that they have a little postseason success, last year, they were the state champions. Quickly, they're to the line of scrimmage. A run around the left end, across the 35-yard line, up to the 38. The sweep to the left side by John Tujac, the 5'8", 162-pound sophomore running back. Last year, St. James, state champion, defeating Andover Central, 28-21. A year ago, state champions, St. James Academy over Ark City, 56-34. Here's a run up the middle, ISJA, and across the 45, and another Thunder first down. So St. James Academy is two-time defending state champion and in the playoffs again, and they do not huddle. They waste no time. They are up over the football. We're 1:09 into the game, and they're already up at the 50-yard line and moving. Boyd's in the quarterback again with Tujac as his running back. Will fake the pitch right, roll left. Looking. Now he's just going to step up and step out of bounds back at the original line of scrimmage. There will be no gain, 2nd and 10. Good pressure to the near side by Atchison, Eric Smith.
Yeah, Eric Smith did a great job from that defensive end position, just forcing the quarterback to keep rolling, and finally steps out of bounds. You know where, if I told you to drive me to St. James, could you do it?
No.
You could, because you just didn't realize you knew where it was.
Really?
It is, go 7, uh-huh. And right as you get to the intersection of 7 and 10, right there.
Okay. Here's a little pass over to the left flat. It'll be good for 8 to the Atchison. 40, make it 9, 44-yard line.
See, 7 and 10, and it's right there.
Okay. Well, we've been right by the door.
Right by it 100 times and had no clue it was over there.
Officially, it is Lenexa, Kansas. So, kind of give you a little geography lesson. We aim to educate as well as entertain. Third down and a yard at the Atchison 44-yard line. SJA moves the football. Now quarterback Boydson will take some time. Look across the way at head coach Tom Radke. Gets the call, takes the snap, straight ahead running by the running back, and he will back forward for the first down. Got hit and spun around. Initial contact by Levante McGowan, but because he just kept the legs driving and literally backed forward to pick up a 1st and 10.
Well, in that time also getting a little help from his left tackle, Will Glomeski. Able to just grab him, kind of pull him forward just enough for the first down, and St. James is going to keep this drive alive.
Yeah, Will's a big cat, 6'3", 241-pound senior, left tackle. 1st and 10, Thunder at the Atchison 42. Motion will come to the left side. They're going to have a little offset. Pitch will go to the tailback. He'll sweep to the short side. 45-40. Cuts across the grade to the 30. Breaks the tackle and will go down to the 29-yard line. Touchdown saver there by Samar Hernandez.
Yeah, Hernandez did a great job of getting around the feet of the running back and just getting enough to knock him down. And that time, I really thought that Tujac was going to be able to take that thing to the house.
1st and 10, St. James moving the football. Long count. Again, one receiver to the right side. Handoff is going to go to the fullback, and there's a hold in the middle.
That's a nice tackle right there by Levante McGowan, but penalty markers came right in at the point of tackle. Now, St. James is pointed at Atchison. I wouldn't doubt that. I mean, for them to think that it was against Atchison, but, yeah, it's going to be a hold.
That's going to be the 2nd penalty against St. James tonight. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. St. James Academy has taken the opening kickoff and is driven slowly, methodically downfield. The Thunder in white. White helmets, white jerseys, white pants with royal blue lettering and numbers and trim. So with that ball pushed back, it'll bring up a 1st and 20 from just at their own, for the Atchison 40-yard line. QB's back, iso pass over the middle, caught at the 35, down at the 33, and immediate tackle by Jeter Purdy.
Yeah, great job by Jeter Purdy, not allowing any yards after the catch right there. And for St. James, they're now looking at a... What, 2nd and let's call 14?
Yeah. That catch made by Finn Burrett, a 6'1", senior wide receiver. And Finn will go to the slot to the right side. Ben Wheeler, a 6'1", receiver, goes wide to the left side. I'm just looking for scores. Quarterback fakes the pitch right, sweeps left again, throws downfield, and it's going to be way too high, way out of the reach of his intended receiver, and that was a great job again by Zumar on the coverage near side.
Yeah, and that time as the quarterback rolled out, I think throwing into that wind put maybe a little too much extra on it and will throw it away incomplete. It'll bring up a 3rd and 14 for St. James, and you got to think where they're at. 4-down territory, probably.
They very well may be. I'm not sure what their kicking game is, but we're going to find out. It is a spectacular night here at Amelia Earhart Stadium. 3rd down, 14 inside the Atchison 35-yard line. Quarterback straight, drop back, pumps once, pulls it back down, rolling left, looking. Now he's just going to have to run. Gets out of bounds, only picks up a yard or two. It'll bring up a 4th and 11. Let's see what they decide to do. What a job by Yogi Purdy.
Yeah, Yogi did a great job of stringing that thing all the way to the sideline, forcing the quarterback out. It'll bring up now a 4th and 10.
71 degrees here at kickoff. But the wind, because you talked about it, they're going into the wind. They're south at 14. Got to be gusting to over 20. The flags are standing up, and St. James is going to go for it. They will overload the right side, the white side of the field on a 4th down, 11 at the 31. Motion will go to the right side. QB rolls. Rolls. Looking. Throw it for the end zone. Got a man down there. Did he make the catch in play? Touchdown! St. James Academy. The coverage was spectacular, but 6'3" wide receiver John Neeson went up, somehow pulled it down, kept the feet in bounds across the way, and at 8:20 to go in the opening quarter, the Thunder have broken on top.
Yeah, that was a spectacular pass to the back corner of the end zone. Really, when he let go of it, I thought, yeah, there's no way that receiver is going to be able to haul that thing in. But catches it in the back corner, and with 8:20, St. James is on the board.
Wait for that PAT. Kick under time. It is on its way, and it is good. We've got a timeout of the field. Thunder takes the opening kickoff, drives it down the field with a break in the action. It is Academy 7, Atchison, coming up.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
The kick away, and it'll be Adam Bolt kicking it for Atchison to the 15-yard line, to the 25, to the 30, to the 40, and he kicks as he laterals it over to Zumar. It's across the 40, up to the 45-yard line. That was a spectacular return and superb field position for the Phoenix to begin their first possession of the night.
That's exactly what Atchison needed, right? Like, the defense, I thought, really held up on that first possession. You're going to say, yeah, but they gave up a touchdown. But, again, I think they slowed St. James down, kind of got them to play out of what they really felt comfortable with. And now Atchison going to start this possession up near midfield.
Jesse Greenlee's a guy who's got to be saying, you can just see it in his eyes, give me that rock. Here's Trey Carter, the quarterback. They'll operate out of the pistol. Wrap around handoff. No, quarterback's going to flare it over to the near side, right through the hands of Jeter. It's incomplete. I mean, he was, I think, glancing downfield and seeing who was coming up to defend him, and the thing kind of got away.
Okay, I'm going to say something.
Say it.
One of the best running backs in the state of Kansas.
Yep.
It's the playoffs.
Yep.
Sometimes coaches try to get too cute.
Well, we'll see how this goes. Now they will hand it off to the running back, and he will get 3 yards across the 50 down to the Thunder 49-yard line. There goes Jesse Greenlee.
But see, some of the problem with throwing on first down is now you're going to play from behind the sticks the entire time. Now instead of, you know, like 3rd and 4, you're looking at 3rd and 7.
Third down, 7 across midfield. Quarterback back to throw again. Looking right, throwing right. Has a man wide open. It should have been picked. It was in both hands of the defender. He knocked it in the air, and Noah Hornback nearly pulled that thing down. Atchison is very lucky to be punting. And, Gus, their possession took, what, 20 to 41? It took less than 40 seconds.
Yeah, what, 39 seconds?
39-second possession. And, again, Atchison electing not to utilize the running game. Fourth down, 7. And Aiden Battle at his own 36-yard line takes a snap at the knee, kicks it away. High, away from the return mound, bounces at the 15, and be down at the 16-yard line. I got a question. Will you answer me a officiating technical question? Because I do not know. The snap of the ball was not good. Aiden went down and was
on a knee. Did you think he was on a knee?
He was on a knee when he took the ball. I'm looking at it through the field glasses. He was absolutely, unequivocally on his knee.
Yeah, I thought he was down for a loss.
Is he down?
Yeah, he would have been, but okay.
I thought, man.
I thought my eyes saw the same thing. I'm like,
I got the field glasses on. I'm staring at it.
I'm like, he is down when he catches that ball.
Well, that's what I thought. I didn't know if he had if you get an exemption of some sort.
No.
Some dispensation. All right, St. James Academy with its second possession. We've got movement and we've got markers, and the offense got a little tangled up and will cost themselves 5. Although St. James Academy's already had a couple of penalties that did not stop them from taking their first possession into the end zone, now they'll begin with the 1st and 15 from their own, let's call it, 12-yard line. What do you say? 7:31 to play in the opening quarter. St. James Academy with a 7-0 lead in this regional game in Class 4A. Blake Boydston, Thunder quarterback, motion to the left side, gives it off, tailback, gets a nice block, crosses the line of scrimmage, and drags Purdy forward to the 20-yard line. So he's going to get about 7 on that first down run. Hey, I should remind everybody, they were asking me about this, but this game is in fact being brought to you by this station as advertisers and a member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of both Care Radio and the KSHSAA. Here's a pinch to the tailback. He'll sweep around to the right side, gets tangled up in the line of scrimmage, continues to drive and push and twist and shove his way forward. He's up to the 26-yard line, leaving the Thunder with a 3rd and 5. Because that's more than manageable. That's 3rd and really short.
Yeah, 3rd and very short, right? They're going to call it a yard, but I feel like it's more the length of a football right here.
It's because you got to call it something.
Right, and I think that this might be the chance where you see the fullback again, Jack Bevitt, the 5'10", 168-pound sophomore.
Now, here's a little switch. The quarterback hands off to the tailback, and he is grabbed and held up, and generous spot.
They gave him a spectacular spot right there. Todd Daniels was in the backfield in a hurry, and they're going to eye it up, and that's the first down.
Yep.
Wow.
John Tuchak is going to get credit for that carry, and that was a really solid play by that Atchison Phoenix front.
Jimmy is right down there, and he's saying that wasn't a first down, and he has a better angle because that was like right where the Atchison coaching staff was.
Here comes the Phoenix offense, 1st and 10. They're now up at their own 27-yard line. Quarterback Boydston hands off again to the tailback, and this time he's going to pick up a couple of yards and make his way to the 30. They're running right now, Gus, into the teeth of that defensive group. John Tuchak, the running back, and right now, he has been getting the lion's share of the work and of the runs and of the carries. Boydston, the quarterback, running back to his left, running back behind him. QB's going to quickly flare it over to the right side. It'll be caught just across the line of scrimmage, and Callahan Huston with a short gain. They're going to mark him up to the 35-yard line, and again, it's a 3rd down St. James, but just... You got to see, and you got it already, early in this game, 5 minutes ago in the opening quarter, you know what St. James does. Pick up three or four, and then they'll go deep with one. 3rd down at the 35-yard line. Motion to go over to the left side, and here's going to be the jet sweep. Looking for the edge. Does he find it? 35, 38-yard line. He got it with about a half a yard to spare.
55 yards. That's how wide it is from sideline to sideline. He ran 53.
Yeah, that time Adam Moulton, Jeter Purdy able to come over and bump him out, but not before Tujak able to get another first down. He's going to be up just shy of the 40. They're going to mark it at the 39. 40 left.
Only question you've got is how many of these 3, 4, 5 yard plays is St. James going to run before they did like they did a moment ago and look for that home run ball?
Well, and I think they kind of feel a little more comfortable, especially throwing into the wind with running the football. Now, I think in the second quarter, it might change that game plan a little bit.
QB's going to roll right on his first down call. Now he's going to run with it. He's got some green, gets to the 45 and runs out of bounds into the Thunder sideline. Give him 7 on a first down. Quarterback, that was really kind of an option to the right side. Either find a receiver or boot it.
Yeah, that time Jeter Purdy made the stop. And have you seen a theme with the first quarter of this game? Lots of cornerbacks making stops, right? We're seeing Adam Moulton, Jeter Purdy, Zaymir Hernandez all coming up making stops. Because right now, we're seeing St. James run away from the teeth of that Atchison defense. They're trying to get outside the pocket and force those guys into space.
All right. I don't want to run at those front three for Atchison.
I get it.
Those guys are way too good to be wanting to run right at. Back to throw again. Stepping up, now running, hit by that line, and buried for the gain of a single yard. It'll bring up a third down and a long two.
Eric Smith, Todd Daniels combine on the stop, and you call it, it'll bring up now a third down for St. James. And I feel like on this possession, they've been a little slower about making sure the play call comes in, right? On the very first possession of the game, they were up over the football. They were bringing everything in off of the sideline. And I think a lot of that was because, you know, the first handful of plays were scripted. Now I think we're off script, and that's why we're huddling a little more.
Here comes the Thunder on a third down. At their own 47-yard line, third down two. Handoff running back. He's sprinting to the outside, gets to the corner, breaks the 50-yard line, picks up the first down, then is held at the legs by Zaymir and dropped by Jeter.
Nice high-low tackle right there by Zaymir Hernandez and Jeter Purdy. And Atchison's got a player coming off the field right now.
Atchison's going to, they're making a couple of little switcheroos. Look at this. They're really adding, now they're confused. They're almost adding like an extra linebacker. I don't know, they've got 12 guys out there or not. 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They got 11. Now here's a QB draw, 45, 40, 35 yard line. Nice call, and what they've done is quarterback Boydson just kind of took a step back, reaches out like he's going to hand off the ball, and then runs with it. Usually I see a quarterback draw, I think they're trying to trick me into thinking that they're going to pass the ball. That time they went and run a quarterback draw off the fake handoff.
Yeah, and right there, they ran that ball into the teeth of the defense because Atchison has made some substitutions into the middle of that front, and I feel like right now St. James feels like they can run at it.
QB's back, looks left, throws left in, badly thrown behind the intended receiver, John Neeson,
yeah.
6'3" senior.
It looked like Neeson was supposed to maybe cut to the sideline. Instead, he curled it back into the field of play, and that time, an incomplete pass by quarterback Blake Boydson will stop the clock with 2:55 left here in the first quarter.
Brings me to probably correct myself. Instead of a bad pass, sometimes it is an incorrectly run route that makes the pass look kind of bad. There was no connection, and it is 2nd and 10 at the Atchison 35-yard line. Inside 3 to go in the opening quarter, 7-0. Thunder leading the Phoenix right here. Boydson. Running back behind him. Again, motion to the left side. They'll let him clear the outside. Now, Kjordorak is back, looking over the middle. Now stepping up, breaks a couple of tackles. Got some room to go to the 30, down to the 27, 26, maybe the 25-yard line. And with that run, Gus, somehow, I think he magically gets another first down.
He's going to be just a little short. It'll be 3rd and 1. And right now, the Atchison defensive linemen are getting held in the middle so bad that that time you see Todd Daniels is out there throwing his hands up. Eric Smith is saying, wait a second, what?
We have to disagree because you tell me every week that a coach told you it's not holding if they don't call it.
I'm telling you. Now the officials are going to bring the sticks.
See, I thought if they brought the sticks in, I don't know. This could be a first down. It is super close. 2:36 to go in this opening quarter. 7-0. Two-time defending state champion, St. James Academy in front on the road here this evening at a Thursday night get-together as they are trying to play it fast on Mother Nature. They're going to stretch it out. And it is. Is it? Isn't it? It is. Oh.
Get the playing card out, right?
Oh, man.
The index card and see if you can slide it in there. That'll bring up a third and inches. And you know how you'd love second and short? I would almost love this call as much.
The third and inches? Yeah, because you know you're going third on fourth down here. Moving into the wind, 2.5 to go in the opening quarter, leading with a touchdown. Now, here's what else this running game has done. This first quarter has blazed by, hasn't it?
Yep.
Certainly it has for Atchison, who has how many possessions?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's going to start becoming an issue because, again, you start cutting down the amount of times you touch the ball, you can't find yourself trailing by multiple possessions.
In fact, Atchison has had the ball, what did we decide, 39 seconds?
39.
So far tonight. It is a third and inches. Quarterback drops the ball, picks it up, gets the first down. No. Gus, I know you were calling fumble Ruski, but it was not intentional. But he'll pick it up, dive forward, meet it an inch, got a foot, and it's down to the 24-yard line, first and 10, St. James.
Talk about St. James coming into today's game. They average about 28.5 points a game, and they give up right at about 28 points a game, right? They score 28.5. They give up 27.8 points a game. Atchison, 53 points a game, only allowing 19 a contest.
Finn Burt wide to the right side. Callahan Huston in the slot right. Also two receivers to the left side, the short side. Quarterback is looking right, throwing right, has his man caught. And the defender, Gus, had played a great job of hawking the pass, but was so far away from the receiver, Burt, that, well, Jeter had to let him make the catch. He couldn't get it before the ball, but tackled him as quickly as he had gotten it.
Yeah, if Jeter's about two more steps closer to the receiver, he's got a shot to pick that and take it back to the house. But that time, a complete pass of 9 yards is going to bring up second and one. And if you're St. James right here and your head coach Tom Radke, this is a chance if you want to dial one up and maybe throw one to the end zone before the end of the
quarter. How long was their touchdown a moment ago?
31.
Okay, they're now at the 15. QB will take it, run it himself, picks up the first down. That's about it. I mean, he went straight ahead, got a yard, but look all the way down to the 5-yard line. Look at the big offensive lineman climbing back to their feet. That is Will Golomski. Golomski is, again, that big left tackle, and he was 10 yards downfield with a lead block.
Did I tell you the problem with that? Great when you're down there making that block. It's bad when the guy you were supposed to block is in the backfield making the tackle, okay?
I think, what, did he hope the fullback was going to pick up that guy? What was the plan?
Well, I'm going to tell you sometimes, this is something I always laughed about in practice. Sometimes linemen see a safety and they're like, man, I could really plant him. And the problem is they don't pay attention to that outside linebacker that's really the guy that probably should have picked up. So sometimes you just misidentify the most dangerous man, and so you go maybe one level deeper than you needed to. It's going to bring up a first and 10, though, for St. James, just under a minute to play in the first quarter.
First and 10 at the 15. Quarterback is back, throwing deep, man over the end zone. Gets one hand on it and cannot haul it in. He had beaten his defender and Callahan Huston.
Callahan's such a great name. You could use it as a first or last, right?
Or both.
Yeah. You know, we always talk about, you know, first names as last names, but I've not heard two last names.
No. That's a good one.
It's a new one. 44 seconds left here in the first quarter. Second and 10 now for St. James. Ball inside the 15. They're going to mark it at the 14.
I think about Spencer Tracy. How about that? 44 seconds as you call pitch to the tailback. They're just going to try to steal the edge, sweep to the left, a holding call. It's coming back. It's going to be the third hold of the game by SJA.
Charlie Chan.
There you go. See?
So the holding call against St. James should back them up to, I'm going to say about the 13. They'll back them up to the 23-yard line.
So far, while the defender has committed a handful of penalties, they have not let any of them stop their drives. And that's, I think that's really what it all boils down to. I mean, and the point of the penalty is to make it harder to keep that drive sustained. And so far, it has not.
Yeah, they're going to have crazy amount of total yardage because they keep getting backed up, right? Like they pick up the 10 and then they get backed up for 20 and then pick that back up. So
quarterback is back to throw. Second down and really long. Now in trouble, rolling, hit from behind, gets away, goes out of bounds at the 20-yard line. It Just pick up about four. Stop at the clock at 24 seconds left in the opening quarter. But while I'm looking at quarterback Boydson, because the coverage downfield must have been just been fantastic.
Yeah, the coverage downfield was good. Levante McGowan did a great job of forcing the quarterback out of the pocket. He chased the ball down from behind. Now, the only problem with that, if you're Levante, again, I love the backside defensive end coming down to make the play, but you also leave yourself open later on in the game for a little misdirection coming right back at you. But great job by the Atchison defense, now forcing a 3rd and 16.
They're going to go trips to the wide side and one to the left on this long down call. Quarterback will flare one over the middle. Oh, a little tunnel. I'm calling that tunnel screen inside the 10. Down to the 9, 8 maybe. Let's see where they're going to hold it up. They're going to set it down.
Whoa.
At the 6-yard line.
Atchison going to utilize their first timeout because they don't want St. James to go to the fourth quarter and be able to talk about this and get the wind. Or second quarter, sorry, but it's fourth down.
Yeah.
Sorry, there's where we're
yes.
at. Go to the second quarter. So now they're going to have to just talk about this 4th and 3 still going into the wind.
Joseph, we're going to hang on to it right here because this will be a relatively brief one, and it will be very shortly into the end of the quarter break. 12 seconds ago in the first, St. James leading at 7-0. And again, because the opening quarter is going to end with Atchison having touched the ball 3 plays, 39 seconds. That is the kind of statistic that may haunt you as the game goes on because, frankly, keeping St. James to one opening quarter touchdown, that's just about on par for the Thunder. You talked about where they scored 28, 9, something a game?
They score about 28.5 a game.
Okay, so they're on par for 28. So they're right about, you know, where they would expect to be. 7-0 here. And here comes the Atchison defense, the Phoenix in their home white helmets with dark red jerseys, gold pants, white and gold lettering and trim. See what the Thunder is going to do. It is fourth down and 3. No. Yeah, let's call it fourth down
and
about 3 from the 7. The pitch to the tailback. He's got an edge. Got to break one guy, and he's going to be down to the 7. He does not get it. And the Phoenix defense bends and bends, does not break. And how about the strong safety, Adam Mould?
Yeah, Adam doing a great job playing up in the box, getting downhill, making the stop on the play. Atchison will get one play here in the first quarter before we flip the field. You know what? Honestly, I know you're going to hate this. This is a good chance to just air one out with the wind at your back.
This is your probably best chance before halftime to wear one out. You're going to do that. 1st and 10 for the Phoenix. But they got a long field ahead of them. They'll begin this at their own 7-yard line, trailing at 7-0. Two receivers wide developed. Notice they're stacking receivers. They kind of hiding one over there, and the handoff is going to go to the running back. He hits the middle, spins forward, maybe gets one, and the first quarter's in the book. We're going to be back here at Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, Class 4A regional playoffs after 1. St. James Academy 7, the Atchison Phoenix nothing.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig product. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig Finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pig. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Happy to have you along with us here in Atchison, Kansas. You're looking around going, is it Friday? I missed payday. I never got a check from the boss today. What happened? Well, no, it's okay. You'll get that tomorrow. It is Thursday. Atchison and St. James Academy consented, collaborated, to move this game ahead in the anticipation of inclement weather moving in tonight, tomorrow. I would say, 20% of the schools in the state decided to move it to tonight from our look at Sports Look earlier tonight? Here's Atchison and penalty markers before they get this 2nd and 9 call underway.
Yeah, I got a wide receiver running down the field, got a man still in motion, the ball is non-step, so a little confusion right there for Atchison. And instead of 2nd and 9, they're now looking at 2nd and 14, and the Atchison offense just hasn't been able to get anything going right now. They are only, 3 and out and then 1 play, so you're only 4 plays into the ball game, so it's a little tough to try to build some momentum, but they've got to get some good happening for him. Aiden Battle back in.
Trey Carter, the quarterback, Jesse Greenlee on his left hand at the Phoenix running back. Receivers 2-3 to the left side. Quarterback rolls left, being chased in the end zone, gets it away in time. A man wide open, caught at the 20-yard line on the near side. What a nice catch by Brendan Martin.
And we saw Brendan Martin check out of the ball game just a moment ago when he was on the defensive side, so good to see him back out there over there to make the stop for the Thunder. It was the free safety, Andrew Holton, a 5'11", 167-pound senior.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a theoretical question. You don't know the answer to this. Here's a quarterback. Carter's going to run with the ball. He's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage and gain nothing. Over the years, over the decades, traditional football philosophy has been you run the ball, you run the ball, setting up the pass. Is Atchison throwing the ball to set up a run?
Yeah,
I mean, are they not trying to get those guys downfield?
They're trying to pull the safeties out of the box right now so that you open up a little more running in the middle.
I mean, it seems counterintuitive. We'll see how it pans out. Here's a pitch to Greenlee's feet. Go out. He'll gain a yard. Jesse tried to cut back into the middle of the field, and the old kids just didn't quite grip. And they were being for Atchison now a 3rd down 9 at their own 20-yard line. A minute gone in the second quarter. St. James on the road here tonight, leading 7-0. SJA going with a, looks like almost like a 42 defense, isn't it?
Maybe. Yeah, they're playing a nickel right now.
Quarterback is back, being chased out of the pocket, looking now, throwing with all of his might. He's got Brendan down there. He catches it at the 40. Brendan Martin could score. Wait, that's Adam Malt. Adam's going to go. Touchdown, Phoenix. How about that 80 yards? Trey Carter to Adam Malt. One-on-one coverage and absolutely took that ball away and sprinted downfield.
I like it. It was a 50-50 ball, and the senior Adam Malt just went up and said, I'm going to take that away from you, and I'm going to run away from you. Great job by Adam Malt on the 79-yard touchdown catch and carry. Aiden Battles running around trying to figure out, I need a key because we're looking to tie this thing back up.
Well, here's the thing. For Atchison, it's a no-lose. If it gets picked off, you're punting into the wind. Probably can't get it any further than that. Because, I mean, he's thrown that ball hard and long and with everything he had. Here's the point after. On its way, and it is good. We're tied up. 10:32 to go in the opening half in Atchison, Kansas. It's Atchison High School and St. James Academy deadlocked at 7.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
And the wind is going to knock it down. It'll be fielded at the 5-yard line over the shoulder. Here comes the Thunder. All the way across the field to the 15. Stutter step to the 20. Penalty marker sail across the 30. 5:40. Runs past battling into the across the 50-yard line. Aiden Battle saves the touchdown, but that marker back at the 20-yard line is going to change the outcome of this. If you could read that, you're a better man than me.
I want to read hard.
10:20 to go in the half, and that marker back on the 20-21 yard line. St. James is walking back. Aiden Battle, yeah, what a great tackle by the kicker. He's a defensive, you know, secondary guy and a receiver, and he had to make that stop. I mean, assuming that not knowing that penalty was going to come about.
Yeah, so this is going to be a block in the back at the 21. They're going to back this thing up to that, give or take the 11, depending on really where they want to spot this penalty at.
10:20 to play in the first half. So Atchison's quick score there tells you something. And I have always talked about this, and I think I've kidded you about it. The most overrated statistic in football is time of possession.
Time of possession. I know you're all about it.
It is valueless. And look how it's reflected in this game. Atchison has had the ball in this game for under 2 minutes. Here's a handoff into the middle of the line and across the 15 up to the 16-yard line. It's going to be about a 5-yard pickup as Jaden Carter makes the tackle on John Tujak. Second down, 5, St. James. So, yeah, St. James is grounded out. They've gone the length of the field. They took it out inside the 10-yard line and failed on fourth down. They've got 160 yards of offense.
Yeah, but you know how big that touchdown was for Atchison? All of a sudden, like, the guys come into the ball game and they're like, ah, St. James is a two-time champion. Now, here you are in the second quarter and you're tied, and all of a sudden you're like, we can do this, right?
Yeah, we can play with these guys. Quarterback's going to keep it himself after faking the jet sweep, run straight ahead to just shy of the 20-yard line. And again, St. James, as they have had so many times tonight, will have faced a third and short, third down and 2. And St. James' third down efficiency tonight is
through the roof.
92%.
Yeah, I mean, of course, look, right? Like, the good teams convert on third down. You know what else the good teams do on defense? They keep teams from converting on third down, right? They force punts.
Boydston with 4 in the pattern and Tujak behind him. Now he's out in the pattern. Quarterback draw again. They run this several times. First down and more across the 25. Rides the wave to the 30-yard line. 11 yards. And again, Boydston fakes the pitch and pulls it back in.
What he does is, right before the snap, he takes that running back from a right hip position, sends him in a flat motion to the right. That has to draw the outside linebacker. He has no option but to go out there, because if he doesn't, the quarterback just flings one out there. So you bring one more guy out of the box, and you've got man up everywhere in the middle, and the only guy unaccounted for is the safety 10 yards down the field.
Quarterback on a first down call. Throw it deep. No one left. Downfield. Overshoots his receiver. It's incomplete.
That's
what you're saying on that last play. Instead of, when they call it RPO, instead of a run-pass option, this is really a run-pitch option.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, he's got the option to flip it out there, but as long as the linebacker goes out. Now, if that linebacker stays stagnant and he stays in the middle, that's an easy win by flipping it out there to the back in the flats. So, again, he goes out. The only unaccounted guy is 10 yards down the field, and you're one-on-one there.
Quarterback is back, players it over to the left side. It's juggled, it's dropped, and it's probably incomplete, isn't it? Yeah, they're going to call it an incomplete pass.
Can I tell you, I'm not so sure that wasn't a hook and ladder type option.
It was something fishy.
Because Tujak was loop-eyed instead of getting upfield and trying to block.
That was Ben Wheeler, the 6'1" junior, the intended receiver of that pass. 8:20 to go in the half. A tie ball game, even at 7. Third down and 10. St. James at their own 30-yard line.
And if you're Atchison, you got to watch the quarterback run right here. That's been the most effective play for St. James here in the first quarter, and that's quarterback Blake Boydston, the senior, just pushing forward.
Third down, 10. Very familiar lineup, 2 to the left and 2 to the right. Tujak, the running back. Quarterback will take it, rolls left. Throws it downfield. It's going to be caught across the 40. The ball is dropped as he reaches out, but it's going to be on a 3rd and 10. Because you know what I like about an 11-yard pass route.
You love running the 11-yard pass route. Out there, Adam Molt was able to make the stop, but not before St. James able to pick up the first down. Now, St. James speeding things up a little bit. They're back up over the football.
Snaps a little bit low. Handoff is going to go to 2. Jackie hits the middle of the line, gets it up to the 45-yard line, picking up about 3. On a straight-ahead run, and coming up the bottom of the stack, you had Jaden Carter. He's down there with Todd Daniels.
Yep, Todd Daniels and Jaden Carter. And now Eric Smith quickly sprints off the field to Phoenix are going to make a sub at the defensive end position.
Quarterback is back, fires under the middle. It's going to be caught across the 50, down to the 45-yard line, and Finn Burrett will have another first and 10. The tackle made this time by Jeter Purdy and Brandon Martin. And I've never seen, as fast as Atchison goes, I think St. James is quicker at the line of scrimmage. Incredible first and 10. Quarterback is back, pumps once, pulls it back, pumps again, throwing left, downfield, has his man, and it is intercepted. Taken away at the 10-yard line. Here comes Atchison to the 20. Back to the right side, 25. Beats an offensive lineman and shoved out of bounds on the far side, Adam Moulks.
There are two flags on the field. One came on the return. I'm not so sure that there wasn't a little contact before the pass. See the first one over there about the 28-yard line on the far sideline? That one came in early. That could be against Atchison getting a little too handsy on the defense.
We have all but one official in this huddle. There's five guys huddling up. They understand the impact that this call is going to make on this field.
St. James is thoroughly convinced that it's going to be a penalty against Atchison. They've left their offense out. They're so sure of this, they're huddling over the football.
Here's your call. Pushing it back against Atchison.
So.
And it is going to be. So they're going to call that pass interference.
Yeah.
There you
go. They're going to call pass interference. They're going to negate the interception. And, again, I feel like it might have been a little hand fighting out there, but you got to let them play a little bit. It'll be a first and 10 for St. James inside the 30. They're going to mark this thing down at the 27-yard line. And you got an assistant coach trying to get another assistant coach off the field because we're trying to play football here.
Yeah, well, that's no way to win friends and influence people, okay, getting on the field that way. First and 10 SJA. As the Atchison at 27. Here's a little pitch. They'll sweep it to the right side. Cut across inside the 30, and a one-man tackle by Brendan Martin on the right side. And we got a late penalty thrown by the referee. We got a sideline
warning against Atchison. Coach just needs to get that individual off of his sideline.
Yeah, absolutely. Now the assistant coach is going down the side, telling the guys to stand back, trying to incite this big Phoenix crowd here tonight. You can hear him in the background, I'd like to think. They are making some racket. So it is a sideline. That penalty was a warning. Okay, 5:55 to go in the half. 7-7 ball game. St. James, quarterback rolls left, looking. Throwing, has a man, a short
dropped.
Pass, come back, and caught and dropped.
And that time he went into a slide over there, and John Neeson just couldn't hold on to the football. It's going to bring up now a third and 11 for St. James.
6 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the half. So the third down 10 coming inside the Atchison 30-yard line. Let's call it, the 28? And I don't know the first thing about the SJA kicking game, but with the wind at their back if they had one. You know, you maybe make some hay with that, but that's not what they're looking for. Running back goes motion right. Quarterback draw again for the umpteenth time, putting his head down and short of the first down by yard. Picking up 9, a ramble by Blake Boydston. So, for St. James Academy, another decision. Remember what they did the last time they went for it on fourth down? How that went?
Yeah, they threw it what? To the back of the end zone for a touchdown?
Yeah, they got stuffed down
here. Oh, that was the one after that.
So, we'll see what they're going to do, and they will leave the offense out there. Here comes St. James. This is a pivotal play in this ballgame for both teams. At the Atchison 20-yard line.
It's quarterback draw, right?
St. James going for it again on fourth down. A QB. Keeps it, steps back, rolling right, thinking about throwing. He throws it in the end zone. Touchdown, Thunder. The quarterback goes, and I thought he could have run it 20 yards for a touchdown. But instead, he picks out his receiver just across the goal line.
They need to check him out.
And it was a big hit on Finn.
Yeah, but the way he just fell backwards after that. They're going to leave him out on the ball game. Did you see that? He got up, he stumbles back, catches himself, and then comes back over for the PAT.
Your kicker, Spencer Dom. And the holder is Callahan. I'm going to be on a first-name basis with him now. The PAT, it's on a line, and it's good. Time out of the field here in Atchison. We're at 5:57 to go in the opening half now. St. James Academy 14, Phoenix 7.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets, whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with. Give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back. This kickoff is line drive. It goes out of bounds at about the 5 or 6 yard line. So for the Phoenix, it'll be really good field position to begin this series. And guys, you get kind of a feel that St. James just didn't want to kick it to those return guys right there. Just would rather give it to them at the 35.
Yeah, we're going to kick away from those guys if they maybe make a mistake and try to field it and step out early. But again, you're okay with giving them the ball back at the 35-yard line.
Here comes the high school offense quarterback, Trey Carter. And that's the guy who we have talked remarkably little about this evening. And that's senior running back, Jesse Greenlee. Jesse, who has scored in one game this season, what, 9 touchdowns? And has been a huge rushing threat for Atchison. Doesn't have 10 yards today. Not sure he has 5. Certainly no more. Here we go. Phoenix with the football. And Carter has his running back to his right hand. Is going to be back to throw again. Rolling left. Running forward. Breaks a tackle. Moves the second. He's down to the 32. It's going to be a loss of about 3. And again, Atchison, because they seem very intent on throwing.
Yeah, and I think that was a screen pass, but that time the linebacker peeled off and kind of hung out in the flat, and there was nowhere for the quarterback to throw.
And if they were looking to throw that to Jesse, he got really just mobbed in the middle. I think they were trying to tackle him, thinking maybe he had the ball, and he was very unavailable as a receiver. It'll bring up now a second down, and it does, and quarterback draw. Hit at the line of scrimmage, nothing. Trey Carter.
That time getting in there, Jaden Mabian, a 6'3", 191-pound defensive end, makes the stop on the play.
Now Atchison is going to take Jaden Carter out of the game, and also they are going to pull out a wide receiver, or tight end. They're going to bring out a tight end and bring in an additional receiver. Trips right, one left. Trey Carter on a third down, and it does, and rolling. Looking to the right side. Lots of time now. Throws late. And a diving catch for the first down made. What a catch. Downfield for Atchison and J.Z. Kelly. First and 10, Phoenix. And again, it's one of those you need 12. You got 13. That was well executed.
Yeah, know where you need to be on the field. Pick up the first down. 4:40 left here in the first half.
First and 10. Atchison at its 46. QB back to throw again. Lots of time. Throwing deep. Wide open, and it is caught again inside the 20-yard line.
What a play by Jeter Purdy. Going way upstairs to steal that one away from the defender. Over 5'9", Isaac Stanley.
If you're the Phoenix, you got to love that matchup, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Jeter 6'4", and can leap like a rabbit. You know, he gets up. First and 10, Atchison. They are moving the ball, trying to get by a touchdown. Quarterback will keep it, go straight ahead, hit from behind, and they will push him forward for perhaps three.
Yeah, 2-3 yard gain on the play right there. But Atchison is doing something at St. James that they didn't expect. They're St. James to start to acknowledge the passing game, and now the Thunder are going to take a timeout.
We're going to take it, Joseph. Taking a break at 4:01 to go in the half. Great game going on here in Atchison. It is St. James Academy 14, Atchison 7.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
All right, guys, good look today. As Atchison is going to a little different look in the backfield. They go to a bit of a wildcat. There's a option, and then there's a reverse, and a flea flicker back to the quarterback who throws it out the back of the end zone. There were a lot of moving parts to that. As Atchison had gone to a little wildcat, the snap was back. It was then pitched to a sweep guy, who then pitches it back on a reverse, who then flea flickers it back to the original quarterback, Trey Carter, who had set up as a wide receiver, and then his pass incomplete. Wow.
Yeah, because St. James never bid on any of it, right? They had triple coverage in the back of the end zone, so the best case scenario was throw it out the back.
Third down, 10, Atchison at the 17. Quarterback back to throw again, tires one to the back of the end zone, and it is a picked up. No, it's out the back, incomplete. Hey, we're looking downfield for Brendan, Mark.
That time Callahan Huston did a good job of being able to haul it in, but I'm going to say he was out the back of the end zone. And Atchison, I'm going to say we need points, and that's not a terrible idea right here.
So into the game for the Phoenix is going to come Aiden Battle, because arguably the best kicker in the state, probably at least in 4A in many of the divisions, he is absolutely outstanding. It is going to be spotted at the 24, but he is kicking into a strong wind and pushing up to something near 20. So from 34 yards away, the field goal is up and counted, and Atchison is on the board with three more. Timeout, Joseph, 3:42 to go in the half. St. James 14, Atchison 10.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Phoenix getting set to kick it away as they narrow the gap to 4. 14-10. St. James then hits the onside kick high and spinning and caught by an up man at the 43-yard line. Because that was fantastic. Did you catch it? That was a fantastic job by Battle. Who's got the control to kick a ball that high, covering that little a distance, spinning, giving his teammates a chance to absolutely engulf the area where the ball is coming down.
Yeah, and that was just a smart play, though, by St. James as well to call for the fair catch because, again, he doesn't fair catch that. Atchison's able to tee off on him and then get that football back.
Quarterback Blake Boydston back to the line of scrimmage again. St. James has had three very long drives. Now they'll flare one over to the left side, and on first down, picks up 10. First down again. Taking it across midfield at the Phoenix now 47-yard line. And there is the other edge of that onside kick. You got a chance to get it back, but if not, you give great field position. That's what we got here. They're going to not say it's a first down. They're going to call it third down in football length. Or second down. Second down in the length of a football. QB's back. Flares it over to the right to the 50. Receiver goes to the 45 and down to the 42-yard line. With the catch and carry is running back John Tujak. St. James again quickly as they can go up over the line of scrimmage. We've got an offensive lineman. That is Will Golomowski. Because you've been talking about him all night. He's kind of limping a little bit as he exits the field over to the far side. First and 10 at the Atchison at 42. Little sidearm pass, right side, taken to the 40, to the 35. Bradman defender hanging on to the jersey, pulling on Callahan Huston, and the marker's down.
And now St. James has another offensive lineman that's really slow to get up.
See what this marker is about, and going to go against Atchison.
And Jimmy's over here, and he's saying they were engaged in the field of play.
I don't know. Another tough call.
Yeah. You know, there's no right or wrong to that one. So, 3 minutes left in the first half. Atchison trailing by four. St. James with the football.
Golomowski is going to come back into the game. 6'3", 241. He is the Thunder left tackle. As we're at 3 minutes to go in the half. Thunder moving to football, leading Atchison 14-10. Trips will go wide to the left side. Neeson and who else we got over there? Mike Clayton is in the slot. Single man to the right side. Is QB is back. Flares it over to a man out of the backfield. To lose one tackler and another inside the 20 down to the 15.
That time finally making the stop on the play for Atchison is going to be the defensive end, Eric Smith.
Catch by Ben Wheeler. Ben, 6'1", 186 pounds. He's a junior. And for SJA, it is a second down five. This has just kind of been, this has been the script for these guys. You know, pick up, again, we keep talking about it, two, three, four, five at a time, and just trudge downfield. Picking up lots of yards, using lots of time. Motion again will go to the left side. Now filling up the slot. Quarterback is back to throw. Deep drop, second and five. Pulls it back down. Rolling right, throwing late, has a man in the back of the end zone. What a job of batting it away for Atchison. Was that Jeter? And now a marker down where the quarterback went down.
Personal foul, roughing the passer against Atchison.
Penalties have been a big part of this ball game this evening. And while they sorted out, I'm tickled to death to remind everyone listening. We hope there are lots of you. We know there are. To KAIRFM Horton Atchison. The advance of the ball after the penalty is assessed is going to make it a first and goal for the Thunder. And now at the Phoenix 7.
I guess Joseph's just floored right now after that one.
You think
that you got it without him having to remind him?
Snuck that one through. I kind of went the back door and then around through the garage and back in the patio. Here's a pass into the end zone. Touchdown, St. James. Into the end zone it goes, and that was just a rocket from Blake Boydston to John Neeson from 7 yards out. And with only a minute 58 to go in a half, it is a third touchdown of the night for St. James Academy. SJA looks for a PAT from Spencer Dom. Callahan with the hold, down, up, and waiting for the call. Wait a minute. Wipe it off. We're going to have to do this again. Penalty procedure call against St. James. Because you were talking about in the pregame prep for this that St. James averages, you know, four touchdowns a game. Well, they now have three here in the first half. So they're just slightly above that average for them at this point of the game. So that penalty is going to push the ball back, and this time it's going to be spotted down at the 15. Remember, right foot soccer style kicker, Spencer. He advances, puts a toe to it, puts a big win at his back, and makes no difference. Timeout! 1:58 to go and a half. It is now St. James Academy 21, Atchison 10.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
There's a feather kick, and Atchison will field it at the 2. Straight up the middle to the 20, and hit at the 25, down right there at the 25-yard line. Nice return by Zamar Hernandez, and here comes the Phoenix offense. Because there is one game finished in the state. They started at 6 o'clock, and it's been done for a while, as our friends up at Axtell defeats Hutchinson Central Christian 50-0 this evening. And there are, you know, around the state, there are got to be close to 20 games going on tonight. And they really are not just like one part of the state. They're like everywhere. From Olathe's to Wichita's to Pittsburgh to DeSoto and up here in Atchison. Now we have a penalty that I didn't even see that flag out there that they're assessing against Atchison. And this thing is going back and back, 25, 20, 15, back to the 13-yard line.
So it's a dead ball penalty because it's going to be still first and 10.
Here we go from the 13-yard line. Here comes Atchison. Quarterback will keep it himself, has a little room, runs over his own blocker up to the 20. Going to pick up 5 yards on a first down run. That's junior quarterback Trey Carter.
Baxton Getterman makes a stop on the play right there for the Thunder.
Minute and a half to go in the half. Atchison's going to get down the field. They may have to throw it down there. And remember, they are moving into the wind here in the second quarter. 21-10. St. James in front. Atchison taking a world of time. That clock is just clicking right along. They seem to not be in a great rush. QB's going to wrap around and hand it off Greenlee. Lost about 3, maybe 4 yards around the 15-yard line. Somebody shot through there. It's like, almost like it was a linebacker blitz. And when the quarterback was not holding the ball to do it, he just tackled the guy who had it. Big loss.
That time, Baxton Getterman along with Henry Hubble in on the stop. And St. James is going to utilize the timeout because they want to get this football back.
Yeah.
And they're also thinking that that's them punting into the wind. There's a chance that one gets hung up and it's a short punt. So there's a chance you get a short field back.
For Atchison, is it imperative to score here? No. I mean, you go into the locker room if you don't. Down 11. Okay, 2 scores. What you can't do is let St. James punch another one in before halftime, because that would really put you in a difficult position coming back, for the second half against a good team. I mean, a really good team, a 2-time back-to-back state champion coming in here tonight.
You know the other thing you got to do? You got to keep your cool right here, right? Like, stay calm, get to the break, reassess where you're at. You're going to get the ball to start the second half.
St. James sideline loaded up with athletes over there, 70, maybe a little more than that, on the far sideline. So we'll see what AHS has in mind. It'll bring up a third down and maybe a half a dozen. Carter's back, steps up, gets away. Breaks one tackle, gets to the 20, but it's going to be well short of the first down. Picked up a 4 or 5 yards, but now Atchison looking with 55 seconds at a fourth down and about 3, and St. James will use its final timeout here and will be forcing the Phoenix to punt into the wind.
Yeah, Spencer Dahm makes the stop right there. If you are Atchison right here, okay?
Yeah.
Hard count, first of all. And maybe you even line up, like you're maybe going to go for this, and you force St. James to just kind of think outside the box, right? You go with the hard count, and you try to draw him offside.
Sure.
Because
St. James
again,
is not going to bite.
Right. 5 yards, though, is going to get your first down.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to pump the ball, seriously, and Aiden Battle's a great kicker. He's a smart kicker. He's been doing this for 4 years. He knows what he's doing. You're going to have to get that little sidewinding kick because
the one
you don't
where you
want
run out of the pocket,
yeah,
and kick it
you
away.
Know, kind of that rugby style because
yeah,
you don't want this thing to get caught up in the wind and drop it straight down.
Wind velocity has, oddly, usually gets this time of the night, it decreases, but in fact, it has picked up a little bit, 17 to gusting to 25. And right into the face mask of the Phoenix players here in the second quarter. 55 seconds of play in the opening half, and Aiden Battle going back to punt it away. Well, settle in at his own 8-yard line.
Drew Holton will go back for St. James, settling in somewhere around his own 44.
Yeah, I thought he would actually be a little more shallow than that. Now he's going to step up in Atchison. Are they going to fake it? They are. Battle rolling now. He'll make that little kick. And it bounces and sticks, and Atchison's going to down it at the 44-yard line. See, Aiden Battle had the green light. He is fast. He's a shifty runner, and they just sprinted him out to the edge. If you think you can pick up the first down, run. If you don't, kick it. He did.
And that was a smart play, right?
That's a great play. Yeah, I like that play.
He eyed it up, and he was smart enough to decide, yeah, probably not going to get that. And he's right. He probably wasn't. So he made the right play by kicking that thing away. But, again, a short field right now for St. James, 46 seconds.
But they're out there with no timeouts remaining at the Atchison 45-yard line. A long look at the sideline by quarterback Blake Boydson and head coach Tom Radke. QB's going to be back to throw, looking, throwing deep, going left side, got his man downfield, and it is going to be batted away at the 10.
He caught it, but he steps out at the...
Oh, wow. Are they going to call it a catch? Now the official is holding the ball, and what's gone half? What's gone
holding
down to
against St. James?
There you go.
So spectacular catch is going to be negated. There's the penalty marker. So holding against St. James will back them up to their own 42-ish, the side where they thought that happened. Up close, 43. It'll be first and 20 there. 21.
So there you have it from their own 43-yard line. Now St. James with 39 seconds to play here in the half. But you know what was revealed to us in that play, something that we kind of have known all along, that Boydson has a good arm. He's got good receivers and the size of them, 6'2", 6'3", 6'1", 6'1", 6'4". I mean, he's got guys downfield who are great targets. And they can score from a lot of places on that field. QB is back to throw here. Steps up, throwing deep against the same play, same way, and laying out. It's incomplete at the 10. Well, that was almost a reception again for John Neeson.
You want a good way?
Probably that breeze is what pushed that.
Yeah. You want a good way to break a rib? Go ahead long, right? When you bounce off the ground, that's a good shot to hurt yourself. It'll bring up now a 2nd and 22 for St. James. Now, if you're Atchison, see, I think they're trying to start to figure this out. You got to put somebody back a little deeper and play that safety type over the top.
2nd and 20+. QB's going to roll right this time. Chased, pumps once, throws it. It picked off by Atchison. 45-50. Here's Jeter at the 40. Jeter at the 30. 1 man to beat at the 15. Going to be drugged down at the 6-yard line, and Atchison has a great chance to center. Brock McKenzie 5'11". He's 255. He's going to tell everybody he outran and caught Jeter Purdy tonight.
Well, here's the big thing right now. Atchison's going to be looking at a first and goal at the 5. They do have 2 timeouts left as far as I've got it figured. But again, you're trailing 21-10. It would be huge if you could punch this one in and get the ball to start the second half.
That play has completely flipped the momentum here in this half.
But a field goal wouldn't be bad either.
Score.
Yeah, but a field goal wouldn't be bad either. That brings you back to a one-score game at 8, even though Atchison probably is not gone for 2 all season.
Doesn't mean they wouldn't if they had to. Here come the Phoenix. Atchison, again, out of the Wildcat. It goes to Greenlee. He's ankle tackled at the 5. And they're going to stop it at the, they're going to call it down at the 6-yard line, and we're going to get one of Atchison's timeouts taken here with 18 seconds to go in the half. Atchison has the ball at the 6-yard line. We're hanging on to it again, Joseph, 21-10. St. James Academy in front. Still keeping an eye out to see if anybody has elected to share any other scores around the state of Kansas. Oh, there's a couple 3 popping up here. Kind of like mushrooms in April.
What? Linden over Mound Ridge, 50-0. Cunningham over Natoma, 65-0. And then Conway Springs holds off Plainville, 35-31.
So, yeah, again, out of a list of Thursday games, it's not a huge list, but there are Thursday games going on around. Let me ask you another question while we're waiting for the play to resume here late in the half. This is the first and will be the only time St. James Academy plays on grass. Does that make any difference at all? I mean, for the guys who've run and cut and they're anything, I mean, is it, can you tell any difference?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean,
the field's in pretty good shape.
Yeah, the field's in good shape. Yeah. It's early enough in the season, or like, I say early enough in the season because it's like, I don't know, there's no weather to really have a problem, so it's not like you're playing in mud. Now it'll bring up a 2nd and 5, 16 seconds left.
Here we go. Atchison takes the snap. Carter's back to throw. Hit and sacked! Trey Carter down at the 13-yard line. And Gus, Trey had no chance. I mean, before he could move, before he could try to find a receiver, he was in a big bear hug back there by one of the defensive backs. And
but that time, yeah, is what happened was St. James Academy came on a stunt. And Jesse looked up. So as a running back, you have a job. Find the most dangerous guy, right? Like, pick up somebody on the pass block, and then Jaden Maben makes the stop on the play. But that time, Jesse looks up. There are 3 guys to pick, and he just turned around and watched the quarterback get hit because not much you're going to be able to do with that. Now, Atchison has utilized what I believe is their now final timeout. Remember, they took one to stop the clock at the end of the first quarter. They've taken 2 now here, 11.7 seconds. It is 3rd and 12. You got to tell your guys, if we're going to go for this, you got to get in the end zone. You got to get out of bounds. You cannot hold on to the ball or take a sack here.
Jaden Mabion, one of the really bookend defensive ends for St. James Academy. On the other end, Nick McDermott, 6'3", 204. Jaden Mabion, 6'3", 191. I mean, those are some big guys to anchor the outside. Here comes the Phoenix. This is a big call. 11 seconds to go in the half. It is now a 3rd and goal, about the 12. Carter's back. Steps up. Goes late. Pass caught. And is he going to get it? Touchdown, Atchison! Fighting, twisting, driving through defenders, getting into the end zone. And the Phoenix will get back in this one on a Brendan Martin cat.
Yeah, and then they're going to get him for spinning the football at the end of the play. I don't know if that's really that big of a deal. They're going to back him up for the PAT.
Well, if that's what happens to the penalty, it would be kind of immaterial. And that pass was thrown hard and threw a lot of traffic. And not only was the catch really good, but getting it into the end zone because he caught it about the 1. Yeah, I'm going to call it 12. Let's call it a dozen. 4 seconds to go in the half. And a moment ago, we were talking about St. James scores again, Atchison's in that deep trouble. Now, Atchison's right back into this thing. Trailing here by five and a PAT. Can take it to four. Do you go for two here? Why wouldn't you go for two here?
Yeah, I mean, two right now.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Wouldn't be a big deal. I mean, it would get you back within the three.
Yeah. Anyway, here's the placement and the kick. And, of course, it's good from Aiden Battle. And Atchison is back within four. We're going to hang on to it here. We'll get that kickoff away with 4 seconds to go in the half. 21-17. St. James Academy in front of Atchison hanging in, battling tough with this 5-4 St. James team out of the Eastern Kansas League. Atchison, of course, goes one of only two undefeated teams last four in the state of Kansas.
Atchison and the Blue Comets out of Chanute.
And by the way, who does Chanute have tomorrow?
They play tomorrow or they play tonight?
I don't know.
I think they play tonight.
Do they play tonight?
Right there, Piper.
Okay, they're at home with the Pirates. Well, that turned into a great sequence for Atchison. First of all, the interception and then the great return and able to punch it in with 4 seconds to go in the half and finding yourself back to within 4 points just shortly before intermission. For Atchison, you just want to kind of squib this thing, get a little time taken off, and get
again,
to the locker room.
If you're going to get the penalty, doesn't it hurt you on this kickoff of all of them, right, with 4.3 seconds left?
And frankly, even though Atchison will go into the locker room training at halftime because they go into the locker room, I think we'll see the emotion and momentum right now in the game.
Oh, definitely. I mean, and I think St. James, you probably circle the wagons. We'll talk about it a little more at half, but you're kind of looking in right now with your 13 coaches on the sideline saying, who's got the bright idea this time, right? I bet if this game's on the line, you turn around and there's nobody around.
There is nobody around. Coach Radke's saying, where did everybody go? Here's a boot. And again, it's that worm burner that rolls around at the 40, still rolling around. Will be covered up at the 35-yard line.
That was a great kick.
Was that just spectacular?
They just died. And honestly, St. James did a good job at the very end of getting on it. I mean, Atchison was almost able to cover that thing up.
Free safety Andrew Holton, a 5'11 senior for SJA, was the guy in the special teams unit to come up and covered up that football. And
you know the correct answer here? Victory diamond formation.
Yeah.
Just get on a knee and get to the break.
Yeah.
Last thing you want to do is throw another one back to Jeter or Zymeer back there. Because Hernandez says, Jeter's fast, but I bet I could beat him.
That offensive lineman is still going to tell everybody how he caught Jeter from behind, even though that's really not how it went.
I bet
it'll make a great story.
I bet Mickey's going to remind Jeter that he got caught by a center.
Here's a snap back. QB's rolling. Very safe pass at the 40. Atchison held prevent at the 50. Down to the 45, and we are at halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you from Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. We go to the break in this Class 4A regional game. It's St. James Academy 21, Atchison 17.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this. Colon cancer rates among people under 50 are on the rise. In fact, 45 is the new recommended age for colon cancer screening. In its early stages, colon cancer often has no signs or symptoms. It's not painful, you can't see it, and most people don't notice they have it. A screening colonoscopy is the best, most reliable way to prevent and detect colon cancer. General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren at Amberwell Atchison is an expert at performing colonoscopies. During the procedure, he can both find and remove precancerous and cancerous polyps. Dr. Warren's office can often get you in for a colonoscopy in a matter of weeks. So don't delay. To schedule a colonoscopy with Dr. Warren, call 913-367-6682. Again, that number, 913-367-6682.
Atchison High School Marching Band processes out onto the field to entertain a really nice crowd here at halftime of this evening's high school playoff game here on K-Radio. We welcome you back to Amelia Earhart Stadium. The two teams have left the field. They haven't gone to the locker room. Atchison has taken the field house, but for the Thunder, they're huddling it up in the southwest corner of the end zone, and Coach Radke's out there talking to him, Gus, and what's he saying to him? What's he got to tell him? How do you approach this if you're the St. James staff?
You know, you played a pretty good first half, right? Like, what? One, two, three touchdowns on your first four possessions. You had a turnover on downs at the 10-yard line. And you're looking back and you're saying the interception was our biggest problem in the first half, right? The interception right at the end of the first half that allowed Atchison to go in and score with, what, 4 seconds left? That's the play that you're going to go back and look at. And the other thing is, you're going to tell your guys, wake up. Like, this team's pretty good, right? They're undefeated for a reason. And I'm going to tell you, I bet there are a lot of guys, if you were to walk out over there to ask them, did you think Atchison was really going to hold with you? They'd be like, ah, no. I mean, they, you know. But I think now they're starting to say, okay, this team came out and kind of hit you in the mouth to start this game. And so for Atchison, I think in the second half, you come out and kind of establish the running game, right? They haven't had to do that yet. They've hit on every big play. They've done a good job on defense of turning them over. And for St. James, they've not been able to hit the home run like they wanted to, right? The one play that they did was the 31-yard touchdown pass that was in the back corner of the end zone. Prior to that, Atchison has made them work for these 21 points in the first half.
Yeah, no question about it. And yet, it's 21 points in the first half, but if you extrapolate that, you know, you're giving up 42, and that's something to Atchison. Atchison can't give up 42 tonight.
No. I mean, and they're a team that, you know, only gives up 19 a game. But you're also figuring that this is the St. James team who can give up some points, right? They've given up 27.8 points a game. So you figure they've already given up 17. They're going to give up a few more touchdowns. The Atchison defense just needs to get a couple stops, and the offense just keeps playing ahead. And, again, this first possession in the second half, I feel like there's a lot to ride on it, because if Atchison could take the lead, you're going to look at a St. James team that finds their backs against the wall saying, we can't screw up. And Atchison, if you notice how they feed off of that momentum, the crowd really gets into it. This team is one of those teams that has to have that extra energy coming into them. And if they do, they're a team that's, you know, going to be tough to be an outside.
Let me flip it, okay? I'm St. James. Atchison, undefeated. Have they even trailed at any point against anybody this year? I'm not even sure that has even happened to them. St. James, on the other hand, they're a team that is coming to this game. They've already lost four games. They know how to be in close games, and they know what it feels like to not win one, and they don't want to have that feeling again. And, you know, they have had, I think, more adversity and certainly more negative scores than Atchison has had in its year. So for Atchison, it'll be interesting to see how they relate to and overcome the obstacle, which is a halftime deficit.
Yeah, and I think that Coach Radke's probably telling his guys that, like, hey, we've been in these games all season.
Yep.
You look up and down at some of the games that they've played this year. You know, they beat Aquinas at Aquinas 24-20. You beat Blue Valley West in a close game 35-28. You beat Capen in a close game, even though I hear everybody beats Capen, 31-29. You did lose to Blue Valley North, close, 25-20. Like, they have been in a lot of close games this season. So, for them, this is a normal place to be. The only game that really got blown out this season was against Miege, 52-14.
Yeah, for Atchison, we saw that first game of the year with Ottawa. That was a close one, okay? It was a one-touchdown contest, but after that, it's 47-20, 72-0, 63-14, 55-6. I mean, you're just looking at some, you know, some runaway freight train games for the Phoenix this season.
They put up basketball numbers this year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
There are going to be some teams in the state this year. Atchison, we talked about coming into today's ballgame, averaging 53 points a game. There are going to be some teams in the state of Kansas in basketball that don't score 53 points. Ryan would like to keep teams under 53 points in college basketball.
Hey, as
okay,
the band members chase the music across the field.
Let's talk about this. We got a second.
Yeah.
We go up to the Benedictine Trunk or Treat for the athletic program on Sunday afternoon.
It sounded like it was spectacular.
It was spectacular. Everybody loved it, okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
So I look over, Romy's got a stick, and she's hitting a drum. It was terrifying.
I love that. Did she get a percussionist?
I was going to say, but somebody had a saxophone with the music, right? Like the little stand for the music holder. It didn't have flip music. It had their phone on it.
With the
music on the screen, I said, that's impressive. And I said that is something that you could always use because, again, you're not chasing music. You're not trying to flip your page. It just does it for you. It's wonderful.
And you can watch TikTok between between songs.
Telling you.
And
the problem is Amy Eckert would have caught me. I would have been, like, watching Netflix or something. And
if Romy's ever a percussionist, they had that perfect song on a little bit ago. Did you hear the Wipeout, you know? I was looking for Jack Lord. I thought that any minute, you know, we've got to have him catching a wave on the surf. Hey, as we digress, we're going to focus back, Joseph, and kick it to you. Halftime here at Amelia Earhart Stadium. We'll be back to bring you the second half of this Class 4A regional football playoff game here on Care Radio Live, but right now with your intermission score. The St. James Academy Thunder, 21, the Ashes in Phoenix, 17. Kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He's got another fantastic halftime for you.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Dr. Sean McCool, Christine McCool, and Peggy Kistler, and the staff at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic provide both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, orthopedic, and soft tissue surgeries. For more information, visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com, or call 913-367-3600. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for tuning in with us this evening as we're bringing you high school football from here in Atchison. St. James is leading the Atchison High Phoenix right now with a score of St. James 21, Atchison High Phoenix 17. We'll be returning to the game in just a moment. Coming up right here at Hot Country 93.7, tomorrow night at 7 p.m., we will have JCN at Centralia. That game, again, will be at 7 p.m. with Tom and Gus Couts on the call for our Friday night football. Then, on Saturday, join us right around 12:30 for the pregame show as the Benedictine Ravens are playing host to Evangel. 1 p.m. is the scheduled kickoff time for that game. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the scores as I have them for this Thursday night.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs.
Begin with a medicated Chick Starter Crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated Chick Grower Crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Taking a look at some of the scores in 8-man Division II football, Axtell moves to 10-0 and advances to the quarterfinals with a 50-0 final at the half over Hutchison Central Christian. In 6-man football, it was Cunningham at 65 points to Natoma's 0 final at the half as well. And in a third final at the half, in 8-man Division I, it was Linden 50 to Mound Ridge 0. With 16 minutes and 33 seconds left to play in the KU basketball game against Pitt State, it was KU 54, Pitt State 36. Taking a look at the NFL right now, it is a tie game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Houston Texans with 3 seconds left in the second quarter. In the World Series, in the bottom of the fourth, the Houston Astros are leading the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Overcast skies tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 51. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs around 60. Cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night 36. Overcast. Upper 50s. Saturday with a chance for scattered showers. Low 60s. Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the weather station located on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison, we're sitting at 69.8 degrees right now. We've got a relative humidity of 64%. The wind is out of the south at 19 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady at 29.77 inches of mercury. The moon phase is waxing gibbous. And actually, the sunset tonight was gorgeous. We do have a high expectation for rain before morning. We'll be joining Tom and Gus Couts courtside right after this.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the field for second half action of tonight's feature game.
Welcome back. It is high school football here, playoff time in Atchison, Kansas. Tom Couts, somewhere around here. Gus Couts, Joseph. Thank you. Back in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Excellent as always. We have had a wild first half of football. It saw, in the early going, St. James jump out to a 7-0 lead. Atchison answers right back with a 79-yard pass from Trey Carter to Adam Moult. 5 minutes later, 20-yard pass for St. James to get back on the board, leading 14-7. Then, at the 3:42 mark of the second quarter, Aiden Battle kicks a field goal, makes it 14-10. You thought, all right, there's only 3:40 left. This game's going to slow down. No, it hit over gear. As a 7-yard touchdown pass from Blake Boydston to John Neeson, the PAT kick was good with a minute 58. Then, at a minute left, Atchison had to pump the ball back to St. James. St. James tries to push one down the field, is intercepted by Jeter Purdy. He takes it back all the way to the 5. A couple plays later, Atchison scores on a 12-yard strike from Trey Carter to Brendan Martin. They hit the PAT. All of a sudden, we're looking at a 21-17 game. It's been a lot of fun so far here in the first half. If you remember way back to the start, Atchison won the toss, deferred to the second half, so they will get the football to start here as they have their kickoff duo back. It's going to be Adam Moult and Zyamir Hernandez for St. James Academy. Doing the kicking duty will be a new guy. In the first half, we had seen Spencer Dom do all of the kicking. Here in the second half, it will be Jack Bevitt. To the fullback, Jack Bevitt is going to kick this thing away. So, again, St. James, they're coming out. They're already making changes with the new kicker. So,
I'm outside getting ready to come back in. It's like the Academy Awards, the celebrities outside here today. Incredible. Here's a nice kick. It's high, it's deep. And Rare,
he can't take it out of the end zone in high school. Zymer wanted to take it out of the end zone. He said, well, I guess we'll just move it up to the 20-yard line. And
there's a nice crowd on hand here this evening for this 4A regional game in Atchison, Kansas. 21-17, getting going here in the third quarter. Be interested to see how Atchison is going to have the first touch of the football here in the second half. If they have decided to continue with this very pass-heavy offense, or if we're going to go back to see more of what we've grown accustomed to in a ground-oriented game. They're going to have a quarterback draw straight ahead, and he got back maybe to the line of scrimmage. We're going to give him credit for it and call it a second down 10 where the defensive end, Jaden, maybe on. That kid's been really good tonight. I like him.
Yeah, maybe on. He's got a real knack for the football. You remember back when Ashton was trying to score a moment ago, he was the guy back there to sack Trey Carter.
Second down 10. Let's call it back still at their own 20-yard line for the Phoenix. Trey Carter has Jesse Greenlee back in the backfield with him. Carter's pass caught at the line of scrimmage, spinning, and picking up 3 yards. Back to back, 360 degrees, spins, and is there a marker out there?
If he calls an ineligible receiver downfield,
he's wrong. Well, they're having a little powwow, and I don't see where it's at the marker, so it helps me sometimes. kind of a notion of what they're going to be doing?
And the only reason is, I think that's probably what he's going to call, because there was an offensive lineman right next to where the ball was caught, but it was back at the line of scrimmage, so he wasn't downfield. He was just out of the tackle box.
They're picking her up.
There you go. I think it was one of those things where when you look up, there's a lineman standing next to the receiver, and you say, yeah, that's got to be wrong. But I like it. You talked about it, and you said, well, really, he was, but you were still back, so it's not a problem. But it'll bring up now a 3rd and 7 for Atchison.
The referee tonight seems to know kind of know what's going on. He's kind of well in charge, and he's tall and a little goatee. Reminds me a little of Penn Jillette. It'll bring up for Atchison a 3rd down long. Quarterback rolling, now backing away, running the wrong direction, chased from behind. Now he's got some room. 25, passes outside, breaks the tackle, got a 1st down, 35, up to the 40-yard line, Trey Carter, he's making something out of nothing. That turned into a big gain in a Phoenix 1st down.
That time, Henry Hubble makes a stop on the play. Is that like the telescope?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Same thing.
You think he hasn't heard that one before?
And probably hasn't, honestly. 6 foot, 209 pounds, senior linebacker.
And just had to snap his back, and Trey just has to dive on it, loses 10.
At that time, just get a little too fast, right? And for Atchison, now looking at a 2nd down and 20, and again, taking a little more time, Brendan Morton will check into the ball game for the Phoenix.
See, you walk that fine line as an athlete. You want to hurry, you want to go fast, you want to be like right up there, and yet you can't go too fast, because then that will also be a problem. Atchison on a 2nd and 20 from their own 35-yard line. QB again, back to throw, dropping deep. Is there a hold over there? The quarterback's pass is going to be thrown over the head of the intended receiver. That was Jeter Purdy. And Trey Carter's on the ground, man. I mean, he's getting up and he's okay, but the line, the defensive rush was all over him.
That time, Baxton Getterman able to get into the backfield. He's a senior nose tackle. He's been a little bit of a menace right now for St. James on the front line, getting into the backfield, causing some problems for Atchison. It's now going to bring up a 3rd and 20.
Almost 20, 19, 20 yards to go, yeah, from their own 35-yard line for the Phoenix. 10-10 to go in the 3rd quarter. Atchison's possessions have taken very little time off because, again, they are very pass-heavy possessions. Quarterback will keep it himself, hit behind the line of scrimmage, hit again. He will lose 10 more.
That time coming up to make the stop for St. Thomas Aquinas is going to be big defensive lineman number 91. St. James. We're looking at Aquinas because Aquinas right now leading Lewisburg 21-0 at half. I'm looking forward to next Friday night game.
There you go. Could be 21-17 right now as the St. James lead. Atchison on a 4th and 15, 25, yeah, 25, 6, something like that. Snap is back, and the kick is end over end. It's spinning. It'll be fielded at the 41, 45, and tackled right there. The return man, Andrew Holton, got very little additional yardage, but even at that, St. James is going to have a good spot to begin this possession. Landon Bell for the Phoenix with the tackle on the kick coverage unit. 9:20 to go in the 3rd quarter, 21-17. SJA in front of AHS here at AE Stadium.
Okay.
How was that? John Neeson is wide to the left side. Single man in the backfield. Quarterback is Blake Boydson. John Tujak behind him. Tujak will get the handoff straight ahead for 2 yards. That was just a quick hitter straight ahead. Nothing fancy.
That time defensive end, Levante McGowan, did a great job of pinching that play down. Short gain on the play. It'll bring up 2nd and 8, 9 minutes left in the 3rd quarter.
McGowan a little tender on that left foot. He's asking coach for a little breather, and Ethan Watson will come in and spell him for just a moment. And there we go. In the middle of the defensive front, Todd Daniel. Because he's been a menace for teams all year. We haven't heard a lot about him today.
Jake was very proud of that.
Here's a
bunch of letters.
Right side. Did he like that? 50, 45, 40. Down the hash marks to the 30-yard line. The toss from Boydston to Callahan. Huston. And it turned into a big gain as he walked the tightrope down the right side on the Atchison side of the field.
As soon as Callahan caught the ball, he got hit hard. He dropped back, but was able to keep in bounds and get all the way up the sideline, down to the 30-yard line. That'd be first and 10 right there for the Thunder.
Quarterback Boydson with a new running back in the backfield behind him. Now it's going to be Aiden Brady, a 6-foot junior. QB is back, looks left, throws left, going for his man at the goal line. He reaches out and can't haul it in. It'll go incomplete. Making it now second and 10.
That time they were trying to go back to John Neeson, and Neeson's really what they've got in the receiving corps, right? Like, Huston is pretty okay, but John Neeson is when they want a big play, 6'3", 188-pound senior.
All right, not looking to reveal a lot of deep secrets, but just an FYI, there are post-secondary coaches in the stadium, I'm sure, taking in the game. It'll bring up a second down and 10. Thunder at the Atchison 30. Again, two to the left and two to the right. QB quickly flares it over right side. The pass was not very good. It was a nice job by Huston to even catch it. Ultimately only able to advance it a yard or so because he turned, had to turn backward to pick it up. Trey Carter makes a nice tackle. It's a very short gain. It'll now be for the Thunder third down 9.
Father Meinrad in attendance tonight?
Is that right? Good for him.
Meinrad doesn't miss a good football game, right?
He's in good company. Oh, I see him. I'm trying to figure out who's to his left, too, down here. Here we go. Third down and 9. St. James, they're in four down territory here. Quarterback draw. He'll cut to the left side of the 30, 25. He's got room. 20, 15, 10, 5. On his feet. Touchdown, Thunder. Blake Boyston. Remarkable balance. Goes in from 30 yards away. And on their first possession of the second half, St. James Academy stretches its lead now to 27-17.
All right, this Blake Boyston with three touchdown passes, now a 30-yard touchdown run.
What, a couple of times looked like he might be going to go down and somehow was able to recover his balance and get his feet back beneath him and takes it in. Callahan Huston to hold. Spencer Dom kicks and scores. Joseph, we're taking a break. Still 7:51 to go in the third quarter. St. James stretches its lead. Thunder 28, Phoenix 17.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Well, the kick by St. James is away, and I don't know if it was a mistake or with the design, but that thing is a screamer. And for Atchison, some of the best hands on the field, Brendan Martin grabs it, just turns around and starts running. Gets it all the way across the 40-yard line. First and 10, Phoenix at the 43.
Case you care, Justin Verlander has 6 strikeouts tonight.
Is that good?
Always good, right? 4 2/3, 6 strikeouts. 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Houston leading Philadelphia.
Atchison, second possession of the second half. Trey sets up a screen, and did he get it caught or did it come up short?
Officials really aren't indicating either way. I think they're going to say caught it.
Yeah, gain of 5 on the screen. He was unable to advance it beyond the point of reception because it was so short and close to the ground that he had to go down in a dive in order to field it. Second down and 5 at their own 48 for Atchison. Trey Carter, the quarterback, is going to put Aiden Battle in the slot to the right side.
Single man wide to the left, the wide side of the field. So they got two receivers short side. Handoff is going to go to the big running back for the first time tonight. He's going to bust up the middle. Give him about eight, and it's a first and ten. Atchison. Because that is the first really legitimate carry of the night for Jesse Greenlee.
Yeah, you know, but give credit to his fullback right there. Jaden Carter with a nice little kick out block, and Jesse able to drag defender.
First and 10 at the 43. Flare pass right side. It is caught by Battle. He'll gain two.
Yeah, not a whole lot going on out there for Aiden Battle over there. Josh Boone makes the stop for St. James. Boone is 5'8" senior.
Now, Atchison is going to take out their fullback and bring in an extra receiver. Where have we heard that happen before, huh? And Atchison is going to have four from the side to the side. Six and a half to go. QB play action. Dropping back, now stepping up, hit from behind, and he's going to be gently tackled after about a 2 yard gain. Just kind of eased to the ground at the 40 yard line. So for the Phoenix, I'm going to call this third seven.
Now the official stop and play, the Phoenix player a little slow to get up right now.
I'll take a little peek here and see. Oh, Gus, Patrick Hodapp would be very, very disappointed. We have a Phoenix player with some cramping issues in the right leg. Is that trainers out there stretching him out, lifting the leg, pulling that toe board. Oh, it hurts me to even watch when that happens. But young guy who recovered quickly kind of trots, jogs off the field, and Atchison will take a long look over to the near sideline as the play is telegraphed in from the Atchison staff. 6:17 to go in the third quarter. St. James Academy leading it here 20-15, but Atchison looking at a third down 7, the 40-yard line. Snap back a little low. Quarterback's able to pick it up, and now he's got room. Running forward to the only defender back there. Makes a fantastic tackle.
That
wow.
Time, Spencer Dom, the middle linebacker, doing a great job of spying the quarterback. He was in the box, able to make the tackle. And I'm telling you, Dom doesn't make that tackle. It's a big run right there by Trey Carter. And I'm sure this hurts coach to have to send the punt unit out right here.
No question. Trey Carter was good for 15-18 on that carry. So Spencer Dom, he'll make you a big saving tackle. He'll kick you a field goal. He's a many talented player for SJA. Punt return man standing at the 10-yard line. And Aiden Battle, who's capable of putting this ball absolutely anywhere he wants it, is back to punt it away, standing at his own 45. That's just spreading guys first to the left and the right, like they've got something up their sleeve, and they do. It's going to be a little jump pass. Intercepted. Would have been better left uncaught. But you could see Atchison was up to something when they first sent a man wide left, and then they sent a man wide right, and then the snap went to the up man, not back to the kicker who goes with that jump pass over the middle picked off.
Yeah, just a little too much action. Really didn't fool anybody, and that time St. James was ready for it.
So here we go. Some of the Atchison trick plays are very elaborate. You know, we saw that one with the little double reverse into a flea flicker earlier in the game. Here comes the thunder. Quarterback hands off straight ahead, up the A-gap 30, to the 40, across midfield. Finally jogged down, and there's a penalty on the tackle. As the tackle is made down at the edge of the 45-yard line, there was either horse collar or face mask or something. No? Going the other way?
I think we got a hold at the 50 that didn't really need to happen. Going to back them up to the 40. They're going to get a first down out of it, but
what is that?
I don't know what that is.
Don't know that signal.
Two guys gave fist bumps on the field. It was illegal, so they're going to back this thing all the way up.
It's really kind of like, you know, Green Lantern when he bumps the ring onto the lantern. Never mind.
Oh, well, that's a little over my head.
Too much Marvel for you. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, 28-17. St. James Academy with the lead with the football, and in spite of the penalty. Wait a minute. That was taken back to the 40, then on down to the 35-yard line. Now, I'm not sure they know where to park this, spot this ball.
Well, they're just saying it's a 15-yard infraction, okay? So the penalty occurred at 50. I'm not so sure. Maybe it's just helmet-to-helmet contact. 15-yard penalty marks it from the 50, minus 15 is 35.
So it's a gain of 6 and no down move, first down
right.
at 4?
Right.
All right. Well, it's basically the same play, only to the off left guard instead of the right. Not good for as much yardage, but good for a first down. So St. James will advance the chains there at their own 40-yard line. First and 10. Thunder moving the ball. See if we can find any other scores, if anybody else is reporting anything quite yet. We'll sort of keep an eye on that as best we can as the thing goes along here tonight. First and 10 from their own 40-yard line, SJA. Boys in the quarterback. He's got that little offset eye to his right hand now. They'll go motion to the left side. The wing back will go over to the left. The handoff to the fullback. How about that? And he'll rumble for 6 up to the 45-yard line. So it will bring up second down, 4 yards to go for St. James at their own 45-yard line. You know, St. James isn't putting the ball in the air at all anymore. They're just kind of running it and continuing to get that 3, 5, 6, 7 at a time.
You know what else they're doing?
Yeah, they're taking up a lot of time.
Yeah, they're chewing the clock.
Oh, yeah. However, for Atchison, not too big a deal yet. You're only trailing by a couple of scores. Here's, again, the straight-ahead run this time on a second down 4. He's only going to get about half of it. Third down and a pair at the 47-yard line. Again, we're trying to see if we can see if there's any new scores popping up here.
St. James is really happy with just letting this clock roll and roll.
DeSoto and Spring Hill. Thought that would be a better game than that. Isn't that a 4A game also? Third down 2. Tailback works forward, picks his way through the hole, takes it to the midfield mark, tells him move the sticks. First and 10, St. James. Because how about this DeSoto over Spring Hill tonight, 56-0.
Okay, Clay Center beat Wichita Collegiate tonight, 35-0. That was 3A football. In Class 5A, Blue Valley Southwest, 42, Emporia 13. Yeah, so DeSoto was a 2 seed. Spring Hill's a 7 seed, if that helps you any.
Here we go. First and 10 at the 50-yard line. St. James with the football. Atchison staying with that 34 defense. Quarterback is back looking. He's got all day, all day. Now he's going to roll out of the pocket, rolling left. We'll just throw it away. That was just a brilliant play by Boydston. And look downfield. Atchison had dropped, what, I see 4, maybe 5 guys back.
Yeah.
Is that the nickel package in?
Yeah, Atchison had 5 D-backs, so 5 are the nickel package. They bring in 6 at the dime package. Columbus is leading Galena 21-14 in the fourth quarter. Rock Creek beats my favorite mascot, Edson.
That's
I don't know why. I just love that thing.
I love that little corn husk shuck thing.
Mickey is making a 90, Joseph tells me, so we'll figure that out here in a second. So.
Here we go on a second down, 10, call the pitch very deep to the tailback, slows down, picks his way, gets to the 50-45, and coming up just about a yard short of the first down, the long run by John Tuchak, who we haven't seen out there in a little while. We've actually seen a couple of other guys at the running back spot for St. James Academy, but Tuchak comes back into the 5'8 sophomore. He's good for about 9.
Halftime score, how about this, Chanute and Piper, tied at 21.
Wow. This being played at Chanute tonight. Third down call, little flare pass left, and that was a high-risk pass that goes incomplete. And I thought that thing may have been going to go the other way. It's Adam Moult, who is having a huge game, nearly came up with a huge interception right there.
Yeah, he got a hand on the football, and now it's going to bring up a 4th-and-1, just under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter.
I'm going to have you keep an eye out on that Lewisburg-St. Thomas Aquinas game. Here's a 4th-down call, a quarterback draw, and with a tremendous second effort, he is really close, and Gus says, I don't think he got it.
Not even close. See, St. James knows it. They're sending
their defense out
there.
Atchison has not yet made a move, and now, here's the thing. It's more noticeable when St. James
makes an offensive-defense rotation. It's going to be Atchison football as the defense holds on a fourth down call. For Atchison, a handful of guys switch. For St. James, pretty much all 11 come in and out on the two sides of the football. So the Atchison defense is able to hold. And now we'll see if the Phoenix is able to generate a little momentum.
Well, you talk
from
about
that play.
You talk about St. James. They brought 71 guys today. Well, at halftime, they broke off into offensive and defensive huddle.
Minute 50 to go in the third quarter. It's a 28-17 lead for the Thunder. Motion will come to the left side, and they'll hand off on the jet sweep. Breaking away from the first would-be tackler. Cross into the 40-45 penalty markers. And a gain of about five is coming back.
Yeah,
they're going to
block in the back right as they tried to turn the corner. That was one of those things where you're engaged, and then the guy turns, and you're no longer engaged. So
that will cost Atchison a little yardage. And again, Gus, we were talking about it. We talked about it frequently.
Did you get
we were
that?
Talking about earlier. It runs a little bit more time. Hey, while they're sorting this out, it's always a delight for me, okay, to remind everybody that they've got high school football on here tonight on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison, Class 4A Regional Contest here tonight in Atchison. St. James Academy making a 75-minute trip probably, something like that?
Yeah, it's a little further than you think.
The snapback is a little low. Carter's able to pick it up off the ground, and now he's being chased, throws the pass, and Aiden Bala trying to come back to bail him out, but here's the thing.
At least it wasn't a sack.
Carter never saw the end of that play. He got rid of it in time before 2-3 defenders bring him to the ground. So it'll bring up for Atchison a 2nd and 20.
Okay.
Again, a look over to the near side. St. James, you talked about it, 71 players, and I counted before the game 36 helmets out there for Atchison. Trey Carter takes that snap again at the laces. Back to throw. Steps up, dances around, gets away from one, gets away from another, pulls a third defender forward, and he's going to pick up about a half a dozen. So for Atchison, third down and, let's call it 14. We'll call it 14.
Yeah, and it was a nice gain on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd and 14. But the thing is, for St. James, they're doing a great job in the secondary of not giving up a whole lot. They've got good over-the-top help. You got Andrew Houghton along with Isaac Stanley are your safeties right now.
Atchison's going to bring an extra receiver here on this 3rd down and long call. Big call in the late moments of the third quarter. Trey Carter back to throw again. Watch his running back. Hits him. 45. Hurdles at the 50. And there are markers thrown. You can't do that. That is a fantastic play. It's spectacular. The crowd oohed and awed, and it might make, SC-10, but it's an illegal play.
Yeah, it's a personal foul, right? It's a 15-er.
What had happened to try to just describe that for you, and I'm not trying to be cryptic here, but it's Trey Carter hits Jesse Greenley coming out of the backfield. It was a beautiful pass. Jesse caught it with some running room, running ahead. And as the defender came over to make the tackle, Jesse, with a tremendous athletic move, leaped in the air and hurdled him.
Yeah.
I mean, while you see it on TV and it's all of that, that's where you get a little misled because you cannot do it here.
Yeah, and the reason you can't do it in high school football is they want to protect the athletes.
Yeah,
Here's the deal. You go up, somebody catches your foot, you land on a head, and there's a problem,
yeah,
right?
Like, oh, yeah.
So it's more of a protection play, but, man, that hurts.
And for Jesse, I mean, in all honesty, he's just doing kind of like trying to get away from the guy. He's down on the ground, but he's jumping over him.
His natural instinct.
Yeah.
Right? Like, got to get around him, got to get away from him.
Penalty's going to make it a 3rd down at about 17. Quarterback drops the ball, picks it back up. Trey's in trouble, drops it again, picks it back up. Now throws it off balance downfield, and it's going to be intercepted at the 50-yard line. Down to the 45, hit at the 40, bounces outside. 35, cuts back into the middle, and at the 30-yard line, finding the tackle is going to be made, and it is going to be St. James football.
As one angry official, he got ran over in the middle of the field.
Is that Penn? See the official out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all talking to him. He got ran over, and he was very upset.
He's like walking a little bit over out there because.
So, with the minute 51, this possession is going to end in an interception. And St. James, they're going to have their eighth possession of the night.
15 seconds to play in the third quarter. And here comes St. James Academy. I'll trade you this out. What do you think? Clad in those traveling lights, quarterback Blake Boydston. And again, it's going to be John Tujak, the running back behind him. QB's back to throw. They're going to go right for the jugular, throwing for the end zone. He's wide open. Touchdown, St. James. Absolutely no one close. And somehow, Gus, some way, John Neeson slipped out. You talk about Neeson. You liked him from the start of the game. Well, he just put six on the board.
Yeah, and that time a quick little pass over the middle of the post. The cornerback, for some reason, bit on the outside route. He's yelling at the safety. Safety said, I've got my own guy over here. So that's a tough break right there for Atchison.
Here comes a PAT from Spencer Dom. P-O-H-M. Spencer Dom. Down, up, and good. Timeout, Joseph. We're going to take it. 8 ticks left in the third. It is now St. James 35, Atchison 17.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
The St. James kick of the way, and as Hernandez fields it, the official says, young man, you got a toe in the end zone, you cannot bring it out, and Atchison will begin this, their final possession of the third quarter, at their own 20-yard line. 8 seconds left in the third. For the Phoenix Gus, it's going to be a big possession. I mean, you're going to, this is gut check time, okay? I mean, you go into the fourth quarter, you're trailing it by, 35-17 margin, some 18 points. That's three touchdowns anyway you cut it. Quarterback back, Trey is hit from behind, hit from the front, going to be dropped, sacked for a loss of six, and the third quarter's over. We'll return for the fourth quarter here in Atchison, Kansas, Class 4A regional play. Now St. James Academy 35, Atchison 17.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Good
back-to-back with us here in Atchison, Kansas, Thursday night football. Gonna have to go to Houston for this. Be right here at home. Atchison with the football, and here's a handoff. And Jesse goes straight ahead, runs over a lineman, and just powers his way to the 22-yard line.
So for Atchison, they need to buck the trend. Right here in the second half, they've had a punt, back-to-back interceptions. Yeah, stop that.
Okay.
It's going to bring up now a 3rd and 9 right now for Atchison.
Going to send Aiden as a slot man to the left side. Receivers left and right, very wide. And again, a low snap. Carter is able to pick it up, gets it away to Jeter, and Purdy will be tackled around the 26-yard line. They're going to say he was tackled in the field of play. And that's going to become a bit of an issue. I mean, and an important factor as clock runs.
Yeah, the clock is probably less of a factor as much as the 4th and 2. He's a little short. He needs to get now up to the 30-yard line. Got to leave the offense out on the field, trailing now 35-17.
Yeah, and a 4th down, and we're going to call it 2 minutes of very full 2.
What are you doing?
I'm not sure.
They're going to do that Wildcat formation.
Atchison, there's a lot of confusion. Who's got to be where? They're going to have 3 running backs to the right side. Snap is going to go back. Little jump pass is picked off. 40, 35, left side 30. Down to the 25-yard line and flung to the ground at the 20.
That time making the touchdown-saving tackle for Atchison, a big offensive lineman. And now St. James really cooking.
Yeah, they're in a pretty good spot, leading 35-17. We've still got 10.5 to go in the game, but not only Gus an 18-point lead, but also the football with a 1st and 10 deep in Phoenix territory at the Atchison 20-yard line. Head coach Tom Radke for the St. James Academy Thunder knows his way around a playoff game. As you must remember, these are 2-time defending state champions, having won the state title in both 2020 and 2021. Looking to three-peat this year, and they've got some talent out there. Quarterback straight back, 3-step drop, piles of BB over the middle, and it is incomplete at the goal line. Atchison able to break it up down there. It'll bring up a 2nd down and 10. And for the Thunder, as a coach, Gus, you got to like the aggressiveness. You go right after a team when you kind of got them on their heels just a little bit.
Yeah, it's almost like you're the offensive coordinator across the way, right? I mean, on 3rd and 8, you're running 10-yard routes. When you get a turnover, their first play is always go to the end zone.
Here comes St. James Academy. And again, taking all the time in the world. They'll go trips wide side, single to the left. Quarterback draw, hit, thrown down. Maybe the loss even of a yard on the play. And that was extremely well done by Levante McGowan all season long. He's been outstanding. And the entire Phoenix defense has. I gave away one, but
I know.
It's okay. You can read it again. Like I told him, if you can read it, you're better than I am. 3rd and 11. 3rd and 11. St. James. Phoenix territory at the 21-yard line now. In the backfield, 2-jack. Quarterback is back to throw. Fires one. Again, going to the end zone. Tipped it. Incomplete. It went through first the hand of Adam Molt. Then it went through the hands of Damar Hernandez. And all the time he was looking for John Neeson again. It'll bring up a 4th down. Interesting call now for St. James.
There is a holding against St. James.
Got to decline that, right? Because you're going into the wind. I don't know that they're really going to want to kick that. And Coach Smith is throwing his hands in the air going, wait a minute, you didn't even ask me.
He's
like, put that thing back. I don't want that.
Let's call it 4th and 11 versus 3rd and 21.
We're just automatically marching that thing off. He said, no. But thank you, but no. And for St. James, no field goal attempt here because, again, it would be 20, maybe 35, close to 40 yards into the wind. Not going to happen. So here they go. 4th down and 11. Quarterback with time. Fires one over the middle. And did he catch it? Touchdown, Thunder. Full extension.
full stretch of the arms, reaching out, and that thing is caught in the middle of the end zone. And St. James extend its lead, and the catch made over there, Gus. I'll pick him up here in just a second. Let me get this PAT first. And for the extra point is going to be, again, Spencer Dom. And he'll hit it. We'll take a timeout. 9:38 to go in the ball game here at Atchison, Kansas. Now St. James 41, St. James 42, Atchison 17.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Here comes the Phoenix kickoff, and they go onside. Atchison covers it up at the 45-yard line. That was a nice alert play. I appreciate the coverage by Yogi up there to be aware of what's happening, get on top of that ball. And he's also given his Phoenix team some really good field position. They're going to start this possession, 9:37 to go in the ballgame, at their own 45-yard line. But for Atchison, a hill to climb, man. 42-17. They're trailing the visitors here out of Lenexa. AHS with the ball, and quarterback Trey Carter will send it straight forward, and Jesse Greenlee, perhaps a yard, probably not a lot more than that. Over the course of the game tonight, Atchison Gus has not run a lot. And now, with 9:20 to go in the game, trailing by this amount, running the ball is a less appealing option. You're going to have to do something to score rather quickly. Trey is back, throws one over the middle, and it's going to go into the ground and incomplete. Very well may have been hit by a lineman or something. It was well off the mark. Had to have been deflected.
Yeah, that time he was looking for Jeter Purdy out here on the right flat. Stops the clock, 9:07 left in the contest.
Play is being telegraphed in from the near sideline of the Phoenix coaching staff as Atchison stays right out up over the football, then gets the play, turns very quickly, and lines it up. Second down and long. Little halfback pass back over to the quarterback who will pick it up and gets to the left side. Now he's got some room, 40, 550, 540. Down to the 35-yard line goes Trey Carter. Trey did a great job of breaking away from a tackle who almost dropped him for the loss, about five or six. But once he got beyond that initial defender, he had some green up the far sideline and showed some good speed.
Yeah, that time he was able to work his way up the sideline after a nice little play right there. It'll be a first and 10 for Atchison. The ball is going to be spotted outside the 35 to the 36.
Now the officials are stopping play for a moment.
St. James one timeout.
Is that what that is?
I don't know, but the White Hat shouldn't stop play to talk to the coach.
St. James coach is coming out. Now the Atchison coaches are coming out, and Joseph, we are going to make it a timeout. If they don't, we're going to make it one. So we're going to take a break at 8:55 to go in the contest. The score remains St. James Academy 42, Atchison 17.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig product. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig Finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your show pig. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your show pig needs.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Back with you in Atchison. Quarterback is back. Trey Carter throws one toward the end zone, and it's going to be caught falling down at the one-yard line. Outstanding play and just an acrobatic catch.
Yeah, that's just right. Short of the end zone.
Brendan Martin again with a big catch right there. Now the officials have a marker at the 40-yard line, and you're going to have to think that Coach Radke bought this one during the last time out, right? Like, I mean, he was in the official's ear the entire time. Holding Atchison.
Again, looking down, BL certainly don't see those plays back behind the throw like that, so no idea from where that had come, but that's just a heartbreaker for the Phoenix and the Atchison fans here tonight. 8:47 to go in the ball game, 42-17. St. James Academy in front. I had a note here from before the game. I don't know if you've got that around.
I got it somewhere right here.
So they'll mark this thing back, and then the officials having a little confab among themselves, and it's going to be back at 47-yard line or something. That's not far.
Neither.
That's not far. And
we're going to get another penalty maybe against Atchison. This official over here.
Yeah. And they're going to mark this off 5. It's going to take it back across midfield, and Atchison will have it now from their own 48-yard line. 15-25. Yep, 25 to go. First down in about 25. Trey Carter, snap gets away from him. He goes back, picks it up, and he's going to be sacked for loss of another 5.
That time, Jaden Mabian makes the stop on the play.
So for Atchison now, it is second down and, or rather third down, maybe at about 30. We'll call it that. Third down, 30. Atchison at his own 44-yard line. 8 minutes and 20 to go, and clock rolling along here as the Phoenix find themselves trailing it by some 25. AHS, two receivers, two to the right, one to the left, a wingman to the left side, quarterback Carter, running back Greenlee. Back to throw again, Carter. Rolls right, throwing deep downfield, only white jerseys, and it's picked off at the 15. Back to the 20. Battle chasing at the 25. At the 30, 5, 40. Up to midfield it goes, and St. James Academy, because they had played 3 over-the-top deep coverage, and the ball was thrown really hard and really far, and that wind behind it pushing it a little bit. And the question was only going to be which of those white jerseys grabbed it.
That time, Trey just reared back and just let one fly. It was intercepted, taken back to midfield, and 4. St. James, they're going to start, what? I don't know, like their 10th possession of the day.
Well, it kind of feels like they've had quite a few. This is their
10th.
10th? So maybe it's their 9th. 10th, okay. And the ball's going to be nosed up to the 50-yard line. 7:49 to go.
So for Atchison, 1, 2, 3, the last 4 possessions have ended in interceptions.
If you're St. James, do you go deep again, or do you just, like, start grinding it down and burn it down here? Snap is low. Quarterback has to pick it up off the ground. Boy, that has just been chronic tonight for both of these teams. They're struggling with the exchange from the center and the long snap back to the quarterback.
Ethan Watson makes a stop on the play right there for Atchison. Ethan, one of the 10 seniors for Atchison.
The ball back still at the 50-yard line. It'll bring up a second down and 10. And we'll be probably 7 minutes left in the game when this ball gets put in play. Wide to the left side they're going to go. We've got some new guys out there also for SJA. New quarterback out there, new running back out there. The receivers, Gus, are all different guys. And again, if you're suiting up 70 guys, you can put some new guys out there leading by 35.
It's on. They pitch to the right and the stop by the cornerback over there. That's going to be Trey Carter.
Third down, 6. St. James coming into the game today at 5-4 out of the Eastern Kansas League. If I thought I could read this, I would try, but now I'm not even going to.
Not even worth it.
No. Three receivers, left side. Long count, QB is back, fires ISO pass. Boy, that's a big, tall receiver. Makes the catch at the stick, and then is able to fall forward for a couple of extra yards. That's about a 6'5", maybe a 6'6" receiver. Out there goes for St. James Academy, making the catch, and they will advance the chains to keep the clock alive. 6:10 to go in the game. We're approaching the midpoint of the fourth quarter, 42-17, Thunder out front. Winner of this one will move on next week to the winner of the Lewisburg-St. Thomas Aquinas game. At the 38-yard line, QB will hand off a sprint to the right side, cutting up the field and taking it down to the 30. So that's about a 4-yard gain, perhaps, for junior running back Malcolm Russell. Malcolm at 5'10", checks in at 174 pounds. We have him as our third deep running back for Coach Radke.
Okay, and we got a final. Aquinas moves on with a 40-0 win over Lewisburg. And Chanute is leading Piper 28-21 in the third quarter.
Now we got a penalty marker from the line judge along the near side. 5:15 to go on the scoreboard clock. And this is, again, having a little bit of a powwow.
Unsportsmanlike conduct against the Phoenix coaching staff. Somebody's been ejected.
They're requesting that someone exit. This will be met with the ire of the crowd here this evening, but this is not the first time that the officiating crew and a member of the Atchison staff has been at odds. You think? Five 15 left. And that penalty gets assessed. We'll walk that thing back and going to go down out of the 20-yard line. First down. Quarterback takes a snap, hands off, running back. Goes off the left side, and nice tackle in there by Jeter Purdy. Jeter with a nice wrap-up and getting a little hand in there by Jaden. Gain of a couple 3 yards. Second and 7, let's call it. 4:44 to go. So, this bracket, you've got, you said St. Thomas Aquinas is one.
Yep, so St. Thomas Aquinas will move on. They'll get the winner of this one. Eudora game's not until tomorrow night with Bishop Miege, and Chanute is just holding on against Piper late in that ball game.
Here's a little pass over to the left flat. It's going to be taken
at the 11-yard line. Now, you see, this is how you tell a younger receiver had to get to the 10, so he makes his turn at the 11. He comes up a yard short instead of a yard extra. So my guess is that's probably a young sophomore, maybe receiver, getting a little experience here this evening as we're down to 3:45 to go. 42-17, St. James Academy in front on the road here this evening. Gus Atchison fans are, you know, disappointed, but coming up against a back-to-back state champion, defending state champion, a repeat team, and having had such a fantastic season, they're going to look back on this. It's stinging. But they're going to look back on this and say, man, 22 was a great football year for the school.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get you're going to get a Meadowlark League championship, right? So you'll win the inaugural year of the conference. You're going to move to 9-1, so you had a 9-0 regular season. And so there's a lot of things that you're going to look back at, and it's not going to be today, it's not going to be tomorrow, it's not going to be next week, because we're going to get a holding penalty against St. James right there. But in the next, you know, few weeks, next couple months, you're going to look back and you're going to say, that was a lot of fun and
great.
We were really good.
Yeah. And now maybe we get a holding call because that reception is going to be very close to the first down. And the question will be, did he achieve it or not, right?
Yeah, and I'm going to say yes. But we're going to get the holding call. So.
How many times this season? There's your hold. They'll decline it. Atchison's going to hang on.
Okay.
How many times have we seen very close calls this year that in the old days would have brought the chains out for like 6 or 7 times in an evening, and the officials say, that's a first down.
Yeah.
I feel like if it's really, really close, it's probably going to be a first down.
What is this, week 10 for us?
Yes.
Have we seen over under on 5?
Under.
Right?
Yeah, under.
So, not a whole lot of measurements. Here
comes the Atchison offense. See what they decide to come up with here with 2 minutes and 46 seconds left. Trey Carter will keep it himself, go straight ahead, and advance to the 15-yard line. Give him about 4 on that first down run. Long look to the near side, and Atchison sitting in the second down 6th play.
Shouldn't be shocked by this. How about Andale beat Pratt tonight, 45-6? They are on to take on Rock Creek next week.
So Rock Creek comes away with the win tonight, is that right?
Yep. They knocked off Heston.
Here's a pass over the middle. It's got to be broken up and incomplete. So in the east side, I mean, you're basically only going to have what the Eudora game is the only east game that will still be unplayed after tonight. Eudora,
I thought Aquinas won pretty big.
Fourth down.
That's a close one.
Back to throw. Looking. Going deep. Throwing for all it's worth. Looking for Jeter. What a catch. His penalty marker sail at the point of the reception. That was a great throw. Outstanding catch and a big, big gain. And I'm sure it's a pass interference that'll be declined. And that play, I mean, it was just a matter of Trey winding up and launching that thing. And Jeter running that route, seeing it coming in, making a little adjustment. And there's your penalty against the Thunder, which is declined. Atchison across midfield inside the 45. Down to the 43-yard line. 2 minutes to play. Atchison moving to football. Jesse Greenlee on the right side of the quarterback will take this handoff, and there was all kinds of motion, and it's going to come back. The procedural call with a minute 50 to go in the game. We'll have Atchison looking here at a first down and 15. Walk this thing back to the 48-yard line. Try it again. Wide to the right side is going to be Jeter Purdy with Aiden Battle filling the slot right. Single receiver again wide to the left side with a wing to the left. Quarterback is back to throw. All day. And again, same play, same way, throwing deep for Jeter. And this time, it was just a little bit beyond Jeter's reach. He was around the 15-yard line of the ball, closer to the 10, probably.
Yeah, that time just airmailed that. Stop the clock with a minute 42. So for Atchison, 10 seniors on this team. This is going to finish the season 9-1. We'll talk about them a little bit right after this play.
Handoff is going to go. Greenlee, look at him. Bounce outside, 45-40. Shows his speed, carries defenders, and he's going to be very close to a first down. A second and 15. The official may have him just barely short. So he picked up about 14.5 on that run.
Ricardo Santelis, Devin Boyle, Dorian Arenas, Ethan Watson, Todd Daniels, Jesse Greenlee, Caden Forbes, Brendan Martin, Adam Molt, and Aiden Battle are going to be your 10 seniors for Atchison this season.
And there will be several of those playing Saturdays next year. Third down play does not quite net the first down. And Atchison, no, they do. They're going to say this first down. I thought maybe they were going to say no. So they'll advance the sticks. 70 seconds to play here tonight. Atchison fans have held on to the very finish of the game to their credit, and now Carter's back and cannot escape the on-rushing defensive line. He'll be down to the 40-yard line, losing about a half dozen. Now, again, for Atchison, a little problem is that when you send receivers as deep as they're sending them on these late patterns in the game, it takes a minute for them to get back, you know, to get back on side.
You run 30 yards down the field, you got to run
30 yards back to get set. I mean, you know, unless you got speed that I've got, it didn't take so long. But, you know, these guys. Here's the pitch. Greenlee to the 40, 35, and strong run down to the 30. And for the Phoenix, you're going to have to hustle up to get a final play this season underway. Lineman getting up a little bit slowly. And that's going to do it. Final score tonight at Amelia Earhart Stadium for a regional final. St. James Academy 42, the Atchison Phoenix 17. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on CARE Radio 93.7. Our coverage will continue with a Giant Communications postgame show featuring the Highland Community College Drive Summary right after this.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's Managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for Home Managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Back with you here at Amelia Earhart Stadium, where the Phoenix season comes to an end. Gus, but as we were talking about late in the broadcast, it was a special, fantastic season filled with remarkable, remarkable achievements. Always tough, though, for the last game, and just how it is.
Yeah, you always hate the last game, right? Such a spectacular season. Atchison did so many things. This was a team that, you know, averaged, what did we say a minute ago, 54 points a game. They only gave up 19 a game. They went 9-0. They won the inaugural season of the Meadowlark League. They were head and shoulders better than everybody else in this league. And for Atchison, it was a fun year. Like, there are a lot of moments you look back to. We got to see a handful of these games, and you're going to say, man, that was fun. That was a great season. It's one of those teams that you're going to remember. You just hate that they've got to end at some point. And for Atchison, we're going to wrap it up here tonight. You made it to November.
There you go. A couple of touchdown passes from Trey Carter, one to Adam Holt, one to Brendan Martin. Aiden Battle with a field goal, and Atchison scoring for tonight. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us. High school football on tomorrow night. Centralia hosting JCN Saturday. Triple dip from the Raven campus. Benedictine football at 1 o'clock. Pre-game at 12:30 as the BC Football Club hosts Evangel. Saturday evening, 5 o'clock for the Benedictine men, 7 o'clock for the Benedictine ladies. All up on up in the Nolan Gym. Thanks for having me join us here tonight. Final score again. It is St. James 42, Atchison 17. Until next time, for our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio, for Gus Counts with me here in the booth, Tom Counts. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Find the latest scores, game recaps, and team information at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.